The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in Progress.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years now, and in no way is that depressing.
With Fred Kirsch.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show and see if she likes the goods.
Just doing my workout. It's a deep burn. So deep.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylish one of the group.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is
Quinn.
And my right one,
Mendenhall.
You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Eric Scalavino.
Veronica and I are trying this new fad called jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J.
For now, anyway.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Skyrockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
Afternoon delight.
Okay, welcome to PFW in Progress, a Thursday edition here at Gillette Stadium. Patriots one more day, and then, as we say, vroom, they are out of town or off to whatever they're going to do for this bye week. I know I talked to Stephen Ridley this morning. He's going to the LSU-Alabama game.
Nice.
And I asked him,
Fred,
how in the heck is LSU going to beat Alabama? Man, he didn't have a really good answer for that.
I like the way you just did that. That was very funny.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke to Stephen Ridley this morning. Fred, for those of you who don't know,
yes,
handled our PFW TV interview for us.
Not very well, but
this
I
morning.
Did.
No, you told. That's that not okay. What you said.
It was fine. It was fine.
So look for that tonight. Tonight,
7:30 Comcast.
7:30 Comcast.
Well, it's funny. The one time, you know how like sometimes we complain that the PR department doesn't really ask forcefully enough with players to do things.
Not on the air. We don't.
Well,
we do now. Damn it!
This morning I had Ridley set up for one-on-one, but they forced him to do the group.
The
first,
gangbang first.
And he was, like, in a real hurry, so which made my
Did
thing
that stress
even
you
more
out?
Of a hurry.
Now you were stressed.
I wasn't
and
stressed.
And
I felt bad for him because he was in a hurry.
I don't. He's got a week off.
Fred,
I came to a realization yesterday when I wasn't
Realization?
Here.
That you're a jerk?
No, I think Brady's done.
Okay. You and Paul.
That was pretty
like-minded
well done.
People.
I didn't see that one coming.
Like-minded people. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. As we said, Patriots are at work today. They'll have, I guess, a practice?
Yes. Bill said it's the only day of practice this week on the field, and then they'll be off, and next week when they get back on the field, it'll be the regular.
Right.
And they will have the whole weekend off, and
yep.
I don't think they'll practice on Monday either, right? There's just conference call set up, I think, on Monday.
Right.
So no access
nice
on Monday.
Nice rest here. I think that's what they need more than
we
anything,
we won't
right?
see them again until Tuesday.
But you know what? You know what I liked about today the best thing that came out of all the comments out of the locker room? Brandon Spikes says, I want to play Sunday. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear a guy. Now, maybe he needs the rest just like everybody else, but mentally – he wants to get out there and keep playing.
Well, that's who he is.
I like that.
That's, I mean, it, for all any criticism you have of him for anything, no one can criticize that he, the love of football. That is pure with him, 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the only time I've heard that somebody say before a bye, because usually it's like, oh, it'll be good to get away, just to kind of sit back and, you know, watch the games. Whatever. But it's the first time I've heard a guy say, no, I want to play Sunday.
Did he have his helmet on when he said it?
Did he?
No, I don't think so.
I was reading some of the tweets that he said how great he felt and feeling like he's 18 years old again. I mean, not that he's old. I mean, he's only like, what is he, 23?
I feel like 22 again.
Right.
But, you know, just how... But I think for him specifically, it's relevant because he's been banged up. He hasn't been able to play 16 games, and
he's been banging a lot.
He's halfway through. He's been extremely physical.
It's not like he's pussyfooted through the first half. Yeah. He's been hitting.
Yeah, it's amazing the collisions that he creates.
Yeah, he's almost he's a weird player in this era. You know, the whole head, the 3,700 players suing the NFL and all that, and head injuries, and he's old school, just blow through a guy. And you love to watch him. The whole, he sees a guard move, he blows him up. He sees a running back move, he blows him up. Whoever it is, he's hitting. But in this day and age, it's kind of like what I said about Welker. You look at it differently because of the medical knowledge we now have.
Yep. In the locker room, Steve Gregory talked. I went while
So he's going to play.
While so he extended his streak to five straight weeks.
While he was talking, I went to Eric, never has a man talked so much and played so little.
That's not true. Marcus Stroud never played a down here and talked a lot.
Never even played a down in training camp
right.
here.
Yeah, but every time you listen to Gregory, you say, well, you know, he sounds ready.
And it's been that way for about a month now.
I would imagine after this break he will be.
Maybe.
We saw Wes Welker walk through the locker room with no limp, at least evident. So
Do we know if he injured the ankle that was already injured?
I still haven't been able to ascertain that information.
To me, I don't know which ankle it is, but to me it looked like his right ankle was the one he was favoring when he walked off. So I don't know.
I mean, it was obvious what one got hurt in the game.
Yeah, I don't know which one he had going into the game.
Right, because it wasn't really an injury. It was one of those injuries where he'd been on there forever, but, you know, a month probably. He didn't seem limited. You know, we were worried more about the big hits he was taking than the ankle injury that he's listed with every week.
So Tom Brady had his press conference today. You know, no news coming out of that, basically.
That's a shock. Where's he going? Milan?
Anywhere he wants, I guess.
Costa Rica?
Right? I'm surprised he came back from London. I figured he'd stay over there for a while. But I guess he had a make-a-wish thing he had to do yesterday, so he had some obligations that brought him back here.
Plus,
you know.
I'd hope he'd go hang out with his kid.
That's true.
For Halloween, you mean?
Well, no. I mean, he's not the custodian of the child, so he has a week off. I'd hope that he'd go to the West Coast and try to spend some time with the kid.
The kid can come to him.
Plus, the kid's probably in kindergarten or first grade now, the oldest one, so it's not like you can just take him. Well, I guess you could just take him to Costa Rica, but...
I'm Tom Brady. I could take him wherever I want.
Probably. I'll buy a library. Kindergarten library.
Some minor moves, too, Freddie.
Yeah, and are you surprised by the release of Sterling Moore?
That one's going to tick me off, by the way.
Okay.
I have the feeling. Because everybody's saying how he would have lost his practice squad eligibility with one more game played. And they also opened up a practice squad spot by releasing Silvestro.
Yeah.
If they put him on the practice squad, and this is strictly... because they wanted to save his practice squad eligibility, I don't care for it.
I don't think there's any way imaginable that that's the reason why they did this.
I'm just saying, if it is, I'm going to rant, because to me that feels like stupid tinkering, outthinking everything. Either he's good or he isn't.
I mean, it usually doesn't mean too much, but his locker was untouched.
No, I expect him to come back on the practice squad. I think they have three spots on the practice squad open. I'm not positive on that. I know that they've kind of let some guys go in recent weeks, but we know they definitely have one because, as Andy said, Silvestro was let go. To me, it has to be a situation where they feel pretty comfortable with Chung and Gregory in terms of their health, which means they're going to be back in the second half, at least to start the second half.
But you lost
McCourty goes back, and then you have maybe that extra defensive back, you're looking for a special teamer. That's the only thing I could think of.
I don't care for it.
The guy they signed?
Yeah, Derek Martin is a guy who was here during training camp. Maybe they like his special teams play more so than Moore. I agree with Andy. If it was strictly because if we played him one more game, we wouldn't be able to put him on the practice squad. Well, either you want the guy on your team or you don't. I don't really care. I mean, to me, the 53rd player in the roster, I don't really care who it is. And he's certainly among the handful of the bottom two. I mean, seventh defensive back, maybe. You know, I mean, you look at all the guys. Now, Andy's right. They have lost some to injury.
And they've had no continuity or constant back there. And some of that
is injury. There's no reason to believe that these guys are going to be healthy.
I mean, he seemed to change week to week. And by he, I mean Bill, kind of who was available this week. And I don't know if that's matchups, game plans, or, well, you sucked last week, so I'll give this guy a chance to suck this
week. And ironically, he hardly played all year. But last game, he played pretty much wire to wire after Arrington went out, I think, in the first series of the game with a head injury. Right. And Sterling Moore played the vast majority. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't keep track of the snaps. But he had to have played the vast majority of snaps in that game. So it's just strange timing.
Well, Ebner was in a bit.
Sterling Moore played cornerback.
Oh, he played corner? Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, I thought you were at the game.
I'm sorry, I thought you live-blogged the game.
Well, sometimes you do miss that crap when you're on
the computer.
See,
now Paul takes a shot, now he feels bad.
I laughed at him. It was a sarcastic shot. It was my kind of shot.
No, but I just thought that I thought he was playing safety. Sorry.
A little bit sorry.
No, I think he played when Arrington went out.
I just, for a guy who we all, you know, liked last year, and he was competitive, and he was around the football, now all of a sudden he is out of favor.
He hasn't played
after
very
playing.
Well.
Well, but nobody has, so then cut him off.
That's true.
That's my point. None of them have played well. I thought he was at least in the mix of, like you said, the 7, the 8, whatever. And until you find out who can actually play, why are we setting guys free? Unless you've proven he can't play. It was luck last year, any play he made.
Now, they got rid of Carpenter, too.
That's irrelevant.
But are they at 53 now?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been more.
Because they also signed Mike Rivera.
Okay.
Derek Martin, defensive back, Mike Rivera, linebacker.
Mike Rivera, who's been in the building for a week and a half, is now back in the building.
Well, you know, the thing about Rivera, though, is did we kind of like him in preseason? He was making some plays. He was active around the ball, making tackles.
I like his look.
It's another special teams player.
Yeah, I think if he plays on defense, you're going down the tubes.
Any chance for Trey? Bill didn't rule it out. He said there's always phone calls. But
I liked his reasoning as to why he thinks that they don't happen. Teams can't agree on the compensation.
It's the opposite of why he says trades happened.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
They can't agree on the compensation.
No. And
okay,
it's the opposite of, well, they wanted to make the trade and we wanted to make the trade, so we made the trade.
Right.
It's the opposite of that. They didn't want to make the trade or we didn't want to make the trade, so we didn't make the trade.
Right.
But the rumor out there or the kind of the projected fun trade for the Patriots was Rodgers Cromartie because of, A, the relationship between the teams, B, he's like kind of been Boykin, our guy, has kind of passed him up.
Brandon
he's going to be a free agent, and people kind of putting two and two together. Patriots could take anybody who could cover, you know, maybe a mid-round pick for Dominic Rodgers Cromartie.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Maybe that's why they opened up a roster. Oh, no, they didn't open
they
up.
They didn't. That's
they opened
why
up a practice squad roster spot so that Sterling Moore.
Right.
I just, those little things bother me. Those little, like, taking advantage of, I don't know. I'm with Paul. Either you want him or you don't want him.
Well, but, you know, taking advantage of every little thing is.
But what are you taking advantage of there? You no longer have the player on your roster so you can get him on your practice squad.
Right.
How'd you beat the system? How'd you game the system?
Well,
there?
Now if you need a spot, you can on your roster, you can still have it by getting rid of, you know, Rivera, and you don't have to get rid of Sterling Moore, who you might still be interested in. You know what I'm saying? If a trade happens, if there's a possibility that now.
But you could have done the same thing that you did if you made a trade. You could have moved Sterling Moore to the practice squad if you wanted to.
Until he played.
It has nothing to do with Rivera.
Well.
Plus, if you trade for Dominic Rodgers Cromartie, well, now maybe you get rid of Sterling Moore.
Yeah, now you don't want Sterling Moore because you don't
have better
it.
Corners. It just
And it's not necessarily
it reeks
like
of overthinking to me.
It's not necessarily a Sterling Moore thing because I thought last year in the playoffs he showed up and made some plays and deserved a look. I was thoroughly unimpressed with him in training camp.
Oh, yeah,
you
he's
remember.
Done nothing this year.
And this year I think he's been thoroughly unimpressive as
to which
a whole.
I joked, you know, he only makes plays down the stretch and into the postseason.
Right.
He's a
primetime big time player. you know, primetime players make big plays in big games.
That's right.
You know,
Sterling Moore don't show up for no regular season first half game.
So I'm not sitting here weeping, you know, oh my God, what are we going to do without Sterling Moore? He, like I said, was the 6th, 7th defensive back, even with all these injuries. You know, it was Dowling and Dennard and Cole and, oh yeah, let's put Sterling Moore out there. since early on.
It wasn't Cole until it was Cole, and now Cole's hurt. And that's my point. It's like they never settled on anybody, you know, other than McCourty. He was obviously a consistent. Even Arrington was bumped down 3 weeks ago.
Well, it's like they're almost waiting for that one guy to just win the spot.
That's the part of me that I find strange is the injury part that Andy just brought up, because there's no indication that those guys can hold up over the last eight games.
Right.
Chung has been a constant injury problem. Gregory is obviously dealing with a reasonably significant problem with his hip that cost him to miss four games. Who has been helping? I mean, Dowling's on IR. Marquise Cole now gets in there for a game, and he hurt his leg in some way. You know, who has been sort of wire to wire with no physical limitations? Tavon Wilson?
Right.
I mean, Dennard started the season with a hamstring problem. They haven't had anybody McCourty that you would sit there and say, he's healthy. Yeah, McCourty's been healthy.
Yeah. But I think about him.
Well, I think Dennard has stolen the spot. Now, that's why I'm holding out hope, because I'm holding out hope that when Chung and Gregory come back, that Dennard, McCourty, maybe you got something there.
That's what I think you're for.
I don't know. You know, we may find out. The more I see of Dennard, the less I like him. But I think now you bump Arrington, assuming he's healthy, down to your nickel guy, which is kind of what they want him to be. And you bump Wilson down to your third safety, which is, I think, what they want him to be.
Right.
Now, at least you're kind of getting what you want. The play may not become great. They may not all suddenly shut down all these 20-yard pass plays.
Do you think there's any chance Gregory becomes your third safety?
No.
No?
I don't.
Chance?
Yeah.
Oh, there's always a chance. He's
I don't think so because I don't think they're very happy with Tavon Wilson. I got to be honest.
I mean, all you got to do is fake to the outside and run to the middle, and it's a 50-yard touchdown against him.
Okay. Web radio at patriots.com.
The question would be, though,
it's the ace ticket hotline.
For your third safety, for Gregory, do they want to keep McCourty at safety and have Dennard play with Arrington consistently? I go with the Fred Kirsch four best theory.
Right.
And I use Andy's four best that he said.
Yeah.
Dennard and McCourty at corner with the regular two safeties that started.
That's what I think, too.
I also have yet to see anything that tells me McCourty is a safety. I just haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, he's as good as any safety they've had out there, honestly. No?
Yes, but not for anything he's done.
But have you seen him do anything that says,
when you're like, oh, he's got good range.
That's a nice play.
He's got good instincts. Oh, you know, that's coverage ability. Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
No, but we know what he is as a coverage guy, and we know what he is as in run support, and he could probably even help out more at safety.
I think he does a good job in run support at corner.
He does.
No, he does. That's why I'm saying he could probably even do it better at safety.
It's something my guy's going to have to get a little better at.
So now,
Dennard,
our best cover corner is becoming our strong safety.
Well, that's it's not ideal. There's no doubt about it.
No, I mean, and this wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. I'm with Paul. I think
the Fred Kirsch four best theory.
You're going to have Chung, Gregory, Dennard, and McCourty out there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Give me 4 weeks of that, and then you say, okay, it's not that good. Or
right.
You know, Dennard isn't that good. He's regressing instead of progressing.
Because communication is a big part of it back there. And you know,
are you guys at all worried about the youth of some of those guys that are playing significant roles as we move forward here?
I don't know, Paul. Which one did you label me with last week on the web? Am I worried or am I not worried about it? Remember when I wrote both sides of an argument?
Oh, I don't know. You No, you said they were going to get better.
Oh, okay, good.
So, no, you're not worried
I'm
about
not
it.
Worried about it then.
Yeah, I mean, it was a
yes, I am.
Somebody asked the question to Wilson this morning, you know, is it kind of good that you're all kind of on the same plane learning together? And he quickly turned it around and said, well, yeah, I guess it is, but it's also good to have Mayo and Wilfork there because they're the ones helping us. You know, you can't really learn from the guys that are your peers,
yeah.
You know, because they're all in the same boat. Right. They're all in the weeds.
But you also, I mean, I know Wilson's played a lot lately, but like Hightower was out of action. It's not like he's been worn down by a full eight games.
Right.
Jones certainly has.
Same with Dennard.
Jones plays all the time and against the run, against the pass. He's a guy that I think could certainly get worn down. But Dennard was a late starter, late bloomer here in this season. So I think those guys are less – the one to really worry about is Jones because he's been so good and you don't really have a backup. And if he starts to falter or get nicked up, that's problematic.
And I bet you that's why – and there's been times that Andy and I have looked at each other and say, any particular reason why Chandler Jones is on the sideline
My guess
for
is
a series? That's probably why. Yeah. They're probably trying to do something to
Because Bill probably thought it would take care of itself, and then all of a sudden, you know, the role, the Roman Pfeiffer, his role was apparently to play all downs, every down.
We think this guy might be able to start for us. And now that role has become never leave the field.
Right, and Bill said, well, you know, it didn't take care of itself naturally. I need to kind of force it in here and get him some reps off. So, but no, I mean, that's what he is. He's a high-priced impact player.
Word is that Jonathan Finene's been making the rounds. And
he had some workouts with the Titans and somebody else. Who else did he work out for?
I forget. But
did he bring his walker with him?
There was another team, supposedly, that was interested, and people are
us?
Speculating that it might be the Patriots.
Oh, I would be.
I don't think that, so.
You know how we always say I wouldn't be stunned? I don't think so, but I wouldn't be stunned. That one, to me, based on Jonathan Kraft's comments on the pregame show on the Sports Hub, that would stun me.
Me too.
I don't think I think
they
that
weren't
bridge
happy.
I think that bridge was blowed up.
Did we have an injury settlement with him?
We're working on the
opposite of an injury.
Whether
settlement.
Or not he disclosed a pre-existing injury.
They're trying to get money back for $4 million, I think.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how that plays out, how long that plays out, but I don't think it's concluded yet. And even if it were concluded, I don't think. Oh, now that we got our $4 million back, do you want to come back? I mean, I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. Webradio, patriots.com, 508-298-0398. We do have some emails coming in, but we also have food that's here.
As Kevin runs into the other room.
Who was nice enough to buy us lunch today? Do we know?
You will in 1 second. We got to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break, and I guess we'll thank the person who bought us lunch when we come back.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Charanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
PFW in Progress presents Car Shopping with Fred Kirsch.
You know, when I first got married, my wife's car, she had a Subaru Outback, okay? The woman across the street comes over and says, oh, you have a Subaru Outback. That's a lesbian car. And I'm up pruning the tree. I'm like, who asked you?
Never question the boss when it comes to cars.
Did you say that? Yeah, I said that to her. Who asked you? But my point is, who cares? If lesbians have adopted the Subaru Outback, but I like a Subaru Outback, I don't care.
Because there's
only people like you that have hang-ups.
No.
Did you listen? I have a hang-up.
Nobody will ever tell Fred Kirsch or his wife what to drive. Now back to PFW in Progress.
All right, lunch today was brought to us by Tammy in New York. She says, I hope you guys enjoy the lunch courtesy of the biggest Patriots fan in New York. I take a lot of crap from New Yorkers for being a Patriots fan, but I wear my Patriots gear with pride. Go Pats and Jets suck. Thank you, Tammy, and I hope you're in the dry part of New York at this point. I know we were talking in the break how terrible it's down there, New Jersey, New York, and parts of Connecticut. It's really
everywhere. West Virginia with 19 inches of snow.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It just, you know, it turned into a blizzard in West Virginia.
There is a little bit of this, and we were talking about, you know, global warming, and I saw Michael Moore last night. This is all it's going to happen more. There is a little bit of this that has that feel of, was it End of Days or whatever? And, you know, there's a boat
weird
floating
stuff
through New York City.
Right.
It's like we kind of, it does feel like we're going in that direction. And even when I was watching the coverage when they monitor the buoys offshore and getting these weird changes and stuff, that was kind of how that movie all developed.
Well, you know, my thing is, whether or not it's global warming, I don't really care. I think we should care about having clean air and clean water and all that. And it's not about saving the planet. It's about saving us. It's about saving human beings. When we're gone, the planet will still be here. You know, it might be dried up or whatever, but the planet will be here. It's about making it habitable for humans that we should be worried about, not saving the planet. You know, so
they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, but having clean air to breathe, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
You know, so call it what you want. Let's just make our living.
And you're doing your part with your Lexus.
That's right.
It's a hybrid.
46 miles to a gallon, baby. It is something. I've gone from 18 miles to a gallon to 46. I rarely go to the gas station. It's great.
So why didn't you get an electric car?
All electric?
Like the Volt, or not all, but because they, what do they say, like 95 equivalent gallons?
Or, yeah, I looked at that Chevy Volt.
It's expensive,
They
right?
say it's really over-engineered, and because of that, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, but money's not an issue with you.
Yes, it is.
Because you see those commercials on TV, and they're like, I go every 3 months to the gas station or something.
Right.
You could do that. Because you have anyone who has the commute that's under, you know, can go 40 miles either direction.
What do you do? I go every 3 days.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And those aren't even options for people like Paul and I yet because they don't have enough range.
Right.
Yeah, I'd have to, like, juice it up in the parking lot when I got here every day.
Well, it's not an option if you want to rely on the electricity.
Right, and get the true gain of
right.
it. Although I'm still skeptical of that whole thing. Because where does electricity come from? Coal or oil or...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're still
not exactly eliminating
unless
that.
Unless you live in a place that's powered by a nuclear plant or something like that.
Right, but yeah. They don't open those anymore. Those are going the way of the Edsel.
Edsel? Why is that an inside joke?
Well, Paul Domowicz has used it about 600 times in his columns of late, and I never knew what it was until he started...
You didn't know what an Edsel was?
No, I didn't.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
And then now I see it everywhere. It pops up. You know, one of the Ford's name is Edsel Ford.
Yeah.
One of, like, the third grandson or something who runs a museum.
That's right.
But, yeah, Paul Domowicz uses it. Anytime he says gone the way of, or, it's the Edsel. It's always the Edsel.
How about the Sony Walkman?
But the Edsel wasn't good, right?
No, it was a bust.
Right.
It was
the Walkman being, was great.
It was supposed to be this next big gray car, and it was a bust.
Right. The Walkman was you know, innovative,
it had
and practical,
time,
and
right.
useful. It's just, yeah, been phased out.
Yep.
The Edsel was never useful, was it? Even when it was at its height?
I guess it was more like Northeastern Sports.
Yeah, yeah. Northeastern Sports. Right. Gone the way of Northeastern Sports.
Right.
I like
Correct.
That.
Okay.
Never useful, never was. Never
irrelevant. Yeah. Irrelevant.
And like four people liked him. They all had the last name Perillo.
Michelle writes in from
Three.
Stockholm.
Does Ginger and, like him?
Oh, she's got
Not
pictures
really.
Here.
Oh, hey now.
We'll look at those later.
Ta-ta.
She said, I read we worked out a couple of punters, Chaz Henry and Ryan Donahue, and a few kickers. Cundiff was amongst them, and the other two I forgot. What could they possibly bring to the table that isn't already there? Or is it just to see what's out there in case something were to happen?
Yes.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, remember just a couple years ago, Gostkowski got hurt midway through the season. You need a kicker. So I think Graham Gano was one of the kickers. Cundiff and Neil Rackers, I believe, was the third one. So, yeah, you want to see, okay, these guys are available. Who looks good? Who's lost it? Who's got this?
And
blah,
veterans.
Blah, blah. Yeah.
You know, just like with Shane Graham.
Right.
If you're looking to short-term replace Gostkowski, you're not looking for, you know, the
Robbie Gould, you know, as an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, I was going to go with
Chris Kepland.
I don't know. Who's the guy we just played?
Zerlin or whatever.
Yeah, the Z.
Yeah. She also says, I just watched Super Bowl 38 against Carolina, and our secondary gave up some really big pass plays in that game. Made me feel better for some odd reason. Yes, we had a much more solidified pass rush and a better defense all around. It still calmed me down. I can't believe that I just wrote in and asked about punters and kickers. So that's Michelle, and I won't delete her email because, like I said, there are photos attached.
They better not be tease photos. Just like, oh, here's me at the game
it's,
in London.
It's just the Brady Manning couple holding
Son
hands.
That's all. Oh. Bitch, you.
It's nothing good. Don't worry.
Okay. Hey, where's Eric? I thought he was in today.
He'll be by later.
In the bye week.
Practice is when?
I thought it was 1-something.
Right.
Yeah, it's coming up, I think.
Right. So.
I don't know why he didn't come down for the 12 o'clock hour.
No. Maybe he's Skyping.
Maybe he's with his girlfriend, yeah. playing Scrabble with his new girlfriend.
He is the only one who was in the locker room, though, so he might be
playing online
working
chess.
On his updates. I don't know if he's posting anything.
I bet he's online with his girlfriend. Now, does he call her his girlfriend?
No.
I wasn't here yesterday.
No.
I feel like I missed something. I told him he might have to go through day three. You know, the first day he wasn't here, second day I wasn't here. Now we can all really bring it out in day three.
Cat's out of the bag, though, because he brought it up on his own accord on the Rook Show, so...
Yeah, well, he's bragging.
Yeah, he's quite happy with himself.
I would brag, too, if I hadn't had a girl in 40 years. I mean, it's worth bragging about.
But my question to him yesterday, which he didn't answer, is did he really have her?
No, he didn't.
We know that he met her, but did he have her?
He didn't. It wouldn't happen. I mean, let's be honest. After a 40-year dry spell, if she touches him, he's done. I'm sorry. I'm going to need a couple minutes here. Change my underwear.
Well... I won't get into strategy, but maybe he should spend a little time alone.
Pre-game?
Before, right.
Warm-up pre-game?
Right.
Good idea. Do it in the tunnel, too, like Brady does so no one sees you.
What?
Yeah. He just spit out his sandwich.
James,
what was that?
You know how Brady doesn't go out, you know, he warms up in the locker room?
Yeah, but we're talking about something different.
Right.
Right. You don't want to get seen doing that. You don't want her to see you warming up, right? You get that out of the way earlier.
But the uninitiated might think that you're saying that Brady was doing that.
Oh, I don't know what Brady does. He might.
Oh, God.
You want to bet that there is a player either now or in the history of the league whose pregame warm-up included beating off.
I'll bet that you're right.
I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There are freaks out there. I bet you there's coaches, too.
Okay. I'll give
right?
you that.
No, I mean, don't shake your head at me. You know it's true.
I'm shaking my head.
But you know it's true, right? Are you saying no?
I don't know. I have no way to tell you yes or no. I have no idea.
But chances are
he's right.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like someone would have that. Like that's okay.
That's what they do. Relax, you know, kind of chill out before the game, go in the office, turn on the computer, and boom,
yep.
I'm done.
Yep.
I'm glad Fred's with me. He's a man of reason.
You know what? Sometimes on game day, I get a little tense before I come here. I might have to incorporate that.
Ball's office doors closed for a couple minutes.
James in Brisbane. Hey, guys. And Eric, he'll get the full name when he reassociates himself with PFW in some form. He's now E-Scout.
That ain't happening.
It's not happening. I mean, he doesn't even come down for the radio show anymore when he could.
I'm optimistic about the Patriots' chances for the rest of the season. The last few years, they seem to have been playing better come November and December. Simple game for you. In the final 8 weeks of the season, plus whatever playoff run they have, who will have a bigger contribution to the team's success and or failures? Well, that's not fair.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. So let's go with success, all right? Gronk or Hernandez?
Gronk.
Gronk.
Lloyd.
That's weird because I was all in on Hernandez early in the year, and now I'm...
Lloyd, Edelman, or Branch?
Hey, Zolak, get in here. Get in here. Hey, get in here.
What do we want
Go him? Over to this mic.
What do we want him for?
Because...
What do you got for me to eat?
A cookie.
You want a piece of pizza?
But you have to answer honestly first.
Yes.
Do you... Is your mic on?
I don't know yet.
Is his mic on?
Turn it. Turn the red button on.
Hey, how are you guys?
In your experience,
it's good seeing all you guys.
Would you?
Whoa!
Don't do that though. Christ! I can't get an answer now. If he's
all right, we're not good. Good. This is great radio.
We were just having an interesting discussion.
How about this one?
I don't know. I can't really hear him. Is he on? See that red button? Red means bad. Green means good. No, not that one.
Hello.
Hey,
first time doing radio.
All right, PFW guys, what's up?
Question for you.
Yes.
Do you think there's any chance that any player now or at any time or coach included in their pregame ritual/warm-ups taking care of themselves, so to speak?
Night before, absolutely.
But never a day of?
Probably morning of if it's a night game, yeah.
Okay, see? No,
absolutely.
Morning of.
100%, unequivocally, yes.
Now, a lot, you think?
I don't know. I'm not. I mean, I know this guy named John.
You have been one of them?
Every morning.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you're a stud. I assume you didn't.
I mean, 1 o'clock game, no way. Night game, you got a lot of time to yourself at the hotel. And, I mean,
now you think this hurt your performance?
Off watching the 1 o'clock games, if you know
and,
what I'm
and
saying.
And we were thinking that in the history of the game, with the amount of
Here's
people.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I played an era where you had the old flip Motorola cell phone, so we didn't have the flat screens. We didn't have iPads. You had the old Spanktravision at the old motels. You put the
quarter
in the bed.
I've been behind guys in line paying at checkout.
Now these
Whoa,
guys
1995.
Have
what cost that?
Wireless internet available. You could pull up anything online. I got to think, and I'm sure it was rampant during my day, but it's times 1,000 now.
What about at the facility?
I mean, never mind. I'm going to bring up an old video. Never mind.
What about at the facility?
No, absolutely.
Never?
That's
not
disgusting.
A coach, maybe?
No.
At an office
so you
to go
don't
to?
Think that, well, we're saying...
No, it's like church. You view this place as like church.
No, but we're thinking that in the history of the game, with
well,
the
sorry,
amount of,
Paul, I know
with
you
the
know
amount of players that have
but...
played football, there has to be at least one who made it his pregame ritual.
Probably.
Not necessarily
hey,
in front of others.
No.
But,
yeah,
I play with
know.
Some weirdos, man. There's some weirdos out there.
You're guys right. that puke and do all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, Bill
this
Russell
guy...
used to puke before every game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of want to ease your nerves a little.
Smell and sunk. Go, butt his head in the locker before every game. He's odd.
Right.
He's wired differently. Brewski.
Oh,
see, that's my point. They're all wired differently.
Everyone's
all you guys are freaks. So there's
Brady
one guy
takes
who's
naps. I mean,
right.
Brady took a nap before the Super Bowl.
So there's somebody who's going in a back closet somewhere and taking care of business.
It's ridiculous. All right, good seeing you guys.
All right,
thanks, Scott. We just had to clear
you
that.
Feel
up.
Feel free to bring that up on your show if you want.
Yeah. We're doing hot sports takes all day, 4 hours a day.
Hot sports takes.
My CBS Sports Minute, I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Who tries to sound like Frank DeFord, by the
Feinstein.
Way.
I'm John Feinstein. I wrote a book. This is what I think.
Those things
I
are terrible.
Watching the one.
One day I heard Doug Gottlieb,
oh,
here's my picks for the weekend.
The
no.
Never said,
nope.
Hey,
never.
Do
not
work.
Once.
Don't you think that Doug Gottlieb tries to
they
sound like
They knew what
like
we were
Frank
doing,
DeFord?
We wouldn't be here.
No one's going to answer my question.
Now we know he's just sucking up.
That was totally on call.
He doesn't want it. He throws out half his lunch.
No, take,
he's trying to lose weight.
Take the whole
Look
thing.
At him.
Okay. All right.
Finish it's not working.
Sorry about that, folks.
No, you did get one. Jeez, now they're divvying it up out in the hallway. Everybody's getting a slice.
Now I'm not even going to have a cookie because he made fun of me for being fat.
No one answered my question.
Nah, that went away.
Don't you think that Doug Gottlieb tries to sound like Frank DeFord? So I think he sounds a little like him naturally, and he's, you know, embraced it.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I just think those CBS Sports Minute are terrible.
Well, yeah, they all, and the John Madden thing they used to do.
Yes, they're all
just
terrible.
Awful.
And
awful.
It's like even their own hosts mock them. Like Felger mocks them. They, and when they have to go to them,
yeah,
they waste time.
Yeah,
it's a waste of time.
Those are just thing, you know, creating inventory to sponsor. That's it.
But they're not even sponsored, I don't think. It's like they just want you to realize that this CBS station is part of a larger corporate brand of CBS Sports.
I don't
Radio.
Even know who is Doug Gottlieb.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
Is he like a celebrity? Right? Or? Why do you play basketball or something?
You know, I actually just thought of that. Why does he do? He's an ESPN radio guy.
He must not be anymore.
He's not?
Well, ESPN and CBS are not the same company.
No, I know.
Right?
That's so why I was just wondering.
My guess is he's on CBS radio now.
I don't know. Anyway, on with the little
Can I have my own? Andy
game
Hart
we're playing
Sports
here.
Minute.
Who will have more to do with the team's success come November and December? How about this three? Lloyd, Edelman, or Branch?
Lloyd.
Right, it's got to be Lloyd.
Well, but which side are we answering there?
Success.
Oh, okay. I'll still go Lloyd, but I think there's a chance he's part of the failure.
Jones or Ninkovich?
Ninkovich.
Yeah. Me
Ninkovich
too.
Is having a great year. I mean, if you just look at it for what he's been asked to do, bounce around, make plays,
and I think
force fumbles, fumble recovery, sacks. Although there's a discrepancy. The Patriots have him with 5 sacks, and the league has him with 4.
Hmm. All right. Spikes, Mayo, or Hightower? That's a tough one.
I think if they're going to be good, they all have to be pretty equivalent. I'll go Mayo just because of the cerebral aspect of holding it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on pace for 180-something tackles again as sort of the centerpiece of that defense, and how good they are against the run. If that is going to be a given, he's going to be a given.
Finally, 4 guys, McCurdy, Chung, Gregory, or Dennard?
Dennard.
Really?
I'm down on the other 3.
McCurdy.
I'm going to go with McCurdy, too.
Now, this is for good.
Yeah, for the good.
I'm going Dennard.
Okay.
I like the rook. I like his look.
Let's see. Will says...
By the way, just a side note on our Mike Ditka feud. Did you see Holt Richards' dent hold?
I did, and I was going to throw that in your guy's face, but this isn't the first time he's done that, and so I just kind of discounted it.
But, you know, basically said they should have been the first team ever to win 3, and Ditka got in the way and tried to put his name on the trophy and outthank everybody and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Yeah, I discounted it.
That was an argument in your favor for he was a terrible joke of a head coach.
And like I said, I coming from the source, I figured... Will says, I'm a devoted Patriots fan living in enemy territory, which is Pittsburgh, and I started listening to your show shortly after the latest Super Bowl heartbreak. I'm still in high school, so I haven't really had the chance to call in, but I download and listen to every show and have never enjoyed being a fan of this team more. However, I'm writing in because I have some comments on the whole Brady is declining thing and a question for you guys later on. First of all, we can agree that Brady is on the back end of his career, no doubt about that. However, I truly believe he is playing as well as he ever has. Sure, he isn't as mobile, but he was never a strong part of his game anyway. And we've seen him struggle a little more under intense pressure than we are used to, but everyone is entitled to a rough patch. When I see him play, I think his arm is as strong as ever. His accuracy has been excellent. He is generally making great decisions with the ball as he always has. He's been hitting his receivers in stride and making fantastic throws all over the field all season long. However, our receivers have been dropping a lot more balls than in the past, even when they're perfectly thrown. I think Lloyd during the Jets game, Gronk in Buffalo, Welker in the opener, Hernandez in Seattle. Our two best offensive weapons, Gronk and Hernandez, have been hurt most of the year, and the offensive line has really struggled at times. All of this needs to be taken into account when evaluating his play and considering I think he has done a fantastic job and is still every bit the quarterback he was in the past. As he continues to gain trust in the line and as his targets get healthy and start catching his passes, I think we are going to see a lot more performances like those against the Rams. He is still the same guy. As for my question, I just want to hear your thoughts on whether or not this team can actually win a Super Bowl. I think this offense is great, but I really have serious doubts about whether or not this team can win a Super Bowl without a defense. The more I see them play, the more I'm bracing myself for a one-and-done playoffs and for the reality that Tom might not even get to another Super Bowl. That's Will, who's in high school.
Can you open that email back up for a second?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
He just says no. I put it in the delete, and then I have to open that.
I would agree with the large point that he makes, that Brady's still great. At the beginning, he said, sure, he's been inaccurate at times and has been flustered under pressure. Had trouble dealing with the pressure at times and had an occasional errant pass here. That's why I think that he's not playing as well as he ever has.
And I think I can pick games throughout his career where he's been flustered by pressure and inaccurate at times.
I think it's been more often this year than in the past.
Yeah,
that's all.
I don't.
That's okay.
I don't.
That's okay. We don't all have to sit here and sing Kumbaya every show.
No, I know. I think he's been playing as good as he's ever played.
But the whole premise of the argument was that you said that people claim that he's done.
Okay, well, I'll take that back then, Paul. I'm going to say that people have been criticizing him and saying all this stuff. And the only reason to say this stuff is
because people think he is declining.
On NFL.com and on these TV shows, the only reason they would even say it is to bring up questions about Tom Brady. Why do you bring it up if you don't want to have people question, you know, can he still win? Is he as good as he used to be?
And my argument would be 5 years ago, these questions weren't getting brought up.
Right.
That's why he's not playing as well today as he did 5 years ago.
But I think that the only reason they brought it up is because you look at his age and now, we got to start wondering.
No, I'm looking at the results.
But if you look at his play, he's as good as he ever was.
Sunday.
You know. As good
he
as
was
he
as good
was.
As he ever was. Closing out the Baltimore game, not as good as he ever was.
Well, not even sure on Sunday he was as good as he ever was.
Well, I'll tell you, and I don't
23 of 35 for him is a pedestrian number.
And
how about what was that playoff game where he was like 28 of 31?
And how about we talk about the drops that he's had, and he's had every drop that the emailer mentioned. Will, I think his name was I remember the play. Mm-hmm. I remember every one of them. No mention of the catch that Gronkowski made for him the other day over the wrong shoulder. You know, in terms of he hasn't had any great Wes Welker. We talk about a drop that he had against Tennessee. How about some of the catches he's made off his shoe tops?
Well, then on the reverse, Paul, I can say, well, what about throwing an interception in the end zone in the Super Bowl? I mean, you know.
Yeah, give me a few more examples.
So he's had bad plays in the past.
No. But we're talking about how great he's playing. Look at all the drops he's had. But we're not talking about look at all the great catches that have been made for him.
And
that's what I'm saying.
I think he's just playing as good as he's ever played.
That's fine. I'm not arguing with on that. That's your opinion. But what I'm saying is I don't think it's an outrageous crime against Tom Brady to suggest that he's not playing as well as he ever has.
Okay.
That's basically the crux of the argument is you're criticizing national people for bringing up the fact that over the first 8 games, he wasn't himself with the game on the line. He wasn't. And you make that out to be like a complete and utter dismissal of Tom Brady's ability. No. The greatness of Tom Brady is that he rarely is in that situation anymore because he's so good in the rest of the game.
Well, plus the other issue is you're arguing, is he the best quarterback in the game?
That's
or
what
is
I
he
said
the third
yesterday.
Best quarterback in the game. Right? I mean, is anyone arguing he's not a top 5 quarterback?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, so you're splitting hairs.
Exactly. Well, what else? I mean, but that's the
And
epitome.
There have been various times in his career when he's been 1-3-2-2-3-1.
But Andy.
You know, as it bounced around with Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning,
right.
Whoever you want to include in that mix, and that's where he is today.
But
splitting
hairs and semantic arguments is the epitome of Fred and Paul. Come on.
Right.
That's
no,
what we
I
do.
Know. I mean, I kind of side with both of you.
Well, a lot of people did that yesterday.
Well, I'm always hesitant 8 games into anything to say I'm certainly going to say X. And I think that's the problem with modern media in general. You know, like
that's
2 years ago, Michael Vick was a
year.
Redemption story and the greatest quarterback in the world. And, you know, it's so, you know, he finally learned how to play the position and now he's going to be out of a job. And now he's going to take his coach down with him. Like, no, greatness is great. And crap is crap, too, on the opposite end of that spectrum. You know who sucks? All the quarterbacks who really suck. Tim Tebow, Mark Sanchez, they blow.
No.
They deserve to be in the bottom 10. And for anyone to get out of there, you need to prove to me over 16, 18 games.
I agree with you. And that was part of why I think we got under your skin last year with that comment
right.
about Aaron Rodgers.
So asinine.
But and I said that to Fred yesterday. I could completely have a different opinion heading into the playoffs based on the next 8 games. I'm just going off of these 8 games that we've played.
But that's my point.
But he could rattle off, you know, 430 plus passer ratings out of the next five games, and I'll say, you know what? Right now, this is the only thing
that is inarguable is that he is not as good in the pocket as he once was. Post injury, there has been a decline in his pocket presence, awareness, and movement.
And people keep saying that he was never mobile, and I completely disagree with that.
Well, people think, oh, I wanted to run for 15
mobility
yards.
Mobility is not running. Mobility is moving. It's, a running quarterback is different than a mobile quarterback.
A running quarterback sucks. A mobile quarterback's good.
Says Andy Hart. Football. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Chris is from Canada.
I'm Andy Hart for your PFW Sports. They all do that, too. They do the Jaws thing. Boomer Esiason in the CBS Sports Minute. Right. Like, they all have these bad...
By the way, I think his are the worst.
Who?
Boomers.
I don't...
I've heard a couple of boomers, and they're really bad.
I'll let you know when I hear a good one.
Oh, I've never heard a good one. It's degrees of suckitude.
And I feel like they don't even want to do it. It's probably like... Oh, make sure you do your sports minute before you leave for the day. Like, you finished your show and throw together some crap.
Freddie, have you...
It's like us with Around the NFL.
Yes.
Have you come up with anybody... remember yesterday we were talking about Peyton Manning and we were looking for a new guy to hate.
Right.
Everybody, you know, suggested that I continue my Aaron Rodgers rant. But anybody else that I can hate? Because I do. I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
You can hate Cam Newton. I think he certainly hates him.
Not even good enough to hate, though.
He's like, the MVP candidate.
According to him.
Who's him?
Fred.
Yeah.
Even Fred's, Fred did the mea culpa on that already.
You got to be either a real jerk or really good to be hated, you know?
We're talking about Peyton Manning.
I think he's borderline
jerk.
Well,
he's getting to be jerk. He's getting to be Mimi, you know?
I think he's borderline jerk.
He's getting there. Yeah.
I just, I am stunned.
We just don't play him enough, you know?
I'm stunned by the accuracy of that Nolan.
I think Deshaun Jackson's kind of hateable.
Even
though that whole bully thing really had me,
yeah.
When he saved the kid, and now he's got, like, his number and all that. But, I mean, just everything he's done to the game, in my opinion, is hateable. The way he's, comported himself.
Yeah.
Is that as a verb?
Bart Scott is kind of on that list for me.
I don't have a problem with Bart Scott.
Bart Scott's very similar to me to Ray Lewis. He's a guy I really hated. And then as time has gone on, I've grown to respect. I don't think he's anywhere near as good a player as Ray Lewis.
God,
I'm not comparing the two players.
I hope not.
I think Bart Scott rode on, ironically, Bart Scott is Bart Scott because of Ray Lewis.
Hateable. That's a good question.
I have to think about that. Chris writes in, he's from Canada, he says about Brady's buy plans. Brady was asked in this morning's presser if he'll be staying in town during the buy, and his response was, I don't know, that's not up to me anymore. So.
I just like that you said his bye plans.
I know you like that because it's always on.
No,
his mind.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a bye plane. I thought you were making the old bye.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's not
on
what you're talking
the bye
about.
Way.
Right. Peter in Melbourne.
Peter.
Hey guys, an E Sizzle.
E-Sizzle.
He's the opposite of Sizzle.
He's more like E-Fizz.
E-Fizzle?
In his pants.
Again, the line. You crossed it.
Now, she is in Europe or America?
She's in Europe. She just moved to Europe. She graduated from Providence College.
Why would she have any interest in him?
I don't know.
What's wrong with her? Did you get to that question yesterday?
No, we didn't say
Leg
that.
Missing, arm missing, eye missing, something.
Both eyes missing.
I lost interest. Right. I lost interest when I found out it was a Twitter follower and he knew her, so... I completely stopped asking questions after that.
There's no reason that a 20-year-old who's just graduated PC and, in the beginning of her life and going to Europe would have any interest in
it. His father is a diplomat.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a chance meeting. He stumbled into a coffee shop and met this woman.
Diplomat from Denmark.
She's Danish?
Danish and Spanish.
Spanish and Danish.
So her pastries are very spicy.
Eric will never know.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody wanted to ask if he eats Danish.
Oh. Yeah.
Saw that in the emails. Made me laugh.
Not surprised.
Well, actually, I think it said, since Andy's not here, I'll cross the line today. Does Eric eat Danish?
I was watching Comcast yesterday. Troy Brown had his five best teams in the AFC right now, and he had Houston 1, the Patriots 2. Okay. Where do you think Baltimore was?
Not there.
Not in the top five.
So who was the top five? Denver, Manning, right?
Denver.
The Manning thing.
Bingo. I got bingo.
Maybe Pittsburgh and Miami.
Miami?
Really?
Fred's juggernaut.
Bumping out Baltimore. Peter Melbourne, I was filling out my Pro Bowl ballot today. All listeners, go vote. This is more important than Romney Obama via Patriots.com. And one thing that struck me when I was doing the AFC running backs, Stephen Ridley leads the AFC in rushing yards with 716 at this point, currently fourth on average, tied for third for TDs. Do you believe the Riddler is a legitimate Pro Bowler this season? Could he edge out either Rice, Foster, C.J. Spiller, or perhaps rookie phenom Trent Richardson to grab a spot on the AFC team? Also, could you quickly list off some Patriots players you believe are playing at a Pro Bowl level this season, not McCurdy at cornerback safety, even if the AFC is weak in this year's class? Who's playing at a Pro Bowl level?
Rob Gronkowski, yeah. Tom Brady.
Wes Welker.
Ninkovich?
Rob Ninkovich. I'd put him there.
Yeah, he's got the numbers.
Well, he doesn't really. I mean, he does kind of, but he...
Fumble recoveries.
The big sack numbers aren't there.
No, not the, you know, fumble recovery.
How many sacks does Wake have?
Seven.
I mean, that's yeah. Your comparison. Wake plays left defensive end for the Dolphins. Ninkovich plays left defensive end here. But I think he has Will Fork, probably at a Pro Bowl level.
Yeah.
I'd put Mayo in there as a solid linebacker type.
So they're littered with Pro Bowlers at this point. Pro Bowl caliber.
That's probably about it.
Okay.
But Ridley, I think, deserves, if you're leading the league in rushing,
sure,
or even close, depending on when it comes, I think you should earn consideration.
Now, running backs are,
there's some career achievement stuff that goes on there, and that happens.
Yeah, and I could see that, like, someone would look at Arian Foster and the way he runs the ball for Houston, and his numbers might be comparable to Ridley's, and they might give him a little bit more credit because that's what Houston does. They come in every game and they line up and they say, here comes Arian Foster, you try to stop him. That's obviously not what we
do with
Ridley.
Plus he gets the name recognition.
Yeah.
Just, you know, fans, well, I'm going to vote for my team and then no one on my team is a running back. I'll go Foster. I'll go so-and-so.
But Ridley's numbers are certainly commensurate with a Pro
Bowl
season.
On a great offense.
Yeah.
You know, ride the wave of the offense. You might get an extra player or two.
500-yard games, I want to say.
I believe it's five. Definitely four.
So he's had a Pro Bowl first half. Some would say an MVP Patriots first half, not including Tom Brady.
Scott Zolak popped in earlier, and John and Lynn has a little limerick. He says that,
now he doesn't have to pregame because he's already in Lynn.
They could have picked someone much duller to replace Geno's insight and color. But the question I ask is how much time will pass till Fred dreams of Scott Zolak's Cruller?
I always like when they include Cruller.
That one right there, that's pretty impressive.
His are funny.
But that's pretty impressive to come up with one that quickly.
You guys all hate him for some reason. Eric, oh, they're not funny. You don't think
I don't hate him.
He had
a very
really
funny one making fun of me like last week.
When you try to do them that often, they're not always going to be home runs. I think he has enough that are funny. We should keep reading them.
He also reminds us that Bledsoe once said that Zolak, this is according to Bledsoe, Zolak used to walk around the locker room with a donut box and offer guys donuts, and when they opened the box, he'd have a little surprise for them.
Yeah, the original skit from Saturday Night Live.
Right, right.
Richard in a box.
That's unbelievable.
That was a great skit.
Well, I thought it was unbelievable that Zolak would do that.
But that's my point, though. The sad part is it's not. Everything that you can think of weird is done in a football locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, gross stuff. It's why the high school kids get in so much trouble, because you spend so much time together. It's so physical in that, like, everyone's always naked or, you know what I mean, taking showers
now,
and
now are you getting
dirty.
It?
No, but...
Are you getting it now?
You know what I'm talking about.
I am.
Oh, shut up!
Andy's getting aroused right now.
No, Andy's thinking, I wish I was still in high school.
Right.
Do you disagree with me? I mean...
There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on.
Yeah, they spend a lot of time together and you know, so you see your friend crapping his brains out because you're always together. You know,
or like the naked butt bumper cars. You
yes,
know,
you
spend.
Well, no, not everyone does that in gym. Class.
Yes, but no,
not in gym class though. Like I didn't spend that much time with the people in my gym class. But the football team, yes,
it is a weird dynamic. You're naked in front of your friends only in a football locker room.
Right, because no one else showers. I didn't shower in baseball. I didn't shower in gym class. But
well,
in football,
I did
suddenly
I wasn't
become
a grub. But
right,
you know,
so did I.
I just went home. But football, you couldn't even just go home because you were so dirty and sweaty. If you got in your car, you'd get it all gross. Baseball, I wasn't, you know, after practice, it's baseball. I stood around for a while, a couple ground balls, a couple swings, and I went home.
All right.
No, but play very hard.
Yeah.
Do you disagree with me? No, I mean, the things you said, like, the practical jokes. And that's why I said the thing earlier about the, you know, taking care of yourself, because I think there's a lot of weird minds that play football. And, like, you come back to your locker. Did you ever have, like, you know, all your stuff's gone? You went to the shower and you came back and your stuff's
locked. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or your locker's locked and you're doing the thing and it doesn't open because they put someone else's lock on
right.
your locker.
Sure,
and,
yeah, there's, you know, a lot of practical jokes.
We had kids that went home naked because no one would give them their clothes.
Where some of these teams with the hazing, you know, the shoving things up rear ends.
Or teabagging.
What is that all about?
Yeah, we
you know,
never had that.
What is that all about?
I didn't have a kid who used to throw piss in people's face.
Oh.
He would wait till you're washing your hair, and then as soon as you, like, rinsed off and opened your eyes for the first time, he'd be there and throw piss in your face.
That's to me, that's like
disgusting.
Yeah, that those guys are
sick,
taking out, you know, perversion,
right.
So they can't get, you know, and they won't get in trouble for it.
But I think on a football team, there's a lot of those perverts.
Yeah, and so when they get out into the real world, they end up getting in trouble.
I must have just been lucky.
Maybe you don't think Gray Rugemer did any weird stuff like that? Mr. Is there a hole in my butt? Mr. I bite off balls
Oh, yeah.
Everything was just like nuisance stuff for me. Like, no one ever threw piss on me.
Well,
but
me either.
You'd be getting out of the shower.
Well, I had someone pee on my leg once.
Yeah, see, that never happened. Nothing perverted ever happened in all of the sports teams that I played on.
That's because in Everett, they got it out of their systems, like, during their daily lives. So
right.
It wasn't so weird.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's why. Maybe I was lucky that way. I don't know. It was just like you'd shower, and then you'd be all dried, and you'd walk out of you'd walking out, and someone would, like, flip shampoo on you, a powder or something. So you had to get back in the shower and get rinse off.
Or give you the rat tail.
But it wasn't here, let me pee on you. Won't that be fun?
Right.
Let me get a broomstick and stick. I mean, there's nothing fun about that.
We never had the broomstick. No penetration.
But
I don't
that's
think.
Happened. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's
to
that's
me. That's
sick.
That's weird.
As Adam Sandler says, that's assault, brother.
Yeah. So I don't know. Let's see, Mark and Cheddar. Hey guys, and Mr. Draft. Glad to hear the A team's back. More Andy, less Escal.
Yeah.
Gregory is this season's Chung. Every week we think he'll be back, but 7 weeks pass, and somehow he's not back on the field.
Except he doesn't play with it as much as Chung did. Chung, there was more playful. Oh, I'm going to hop on one knee.
Right.
And Gregory's just out there. Yeah, I want to come back. I'm ready to come back, and he doesn't come back.
At the halfway point, let's play extrapolation over-under game for the end of the season stats. Brady, 4,816 yards. In other words, double.
Under.
Pulse? I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say under, too. And it has no reflection on how he's
playing. I know. You know that my things aren't based on numbers.
Brady, 32 touchdowns.
Over.
I'm going to say under on that one.
All right. Ridley, 1,432 yards.
Under.
Under.
Welker, 1,472 yards.
Under.
Under.
Gronkowski, 14 touchdowns.
Under.
Over.
Over, Paul. All right. Jones, 12 sacks.
Under.
Under.
Mayo, 158 tackles.
Over.
I say under.
I'm going to say
under.
Oh, wait,
under. Is this using press box statistics?
I'm going to hope that it's under, because I'm going to hope this defense gets better
exactly.
And it doesn't have to make
that's
that many
tackles.
That's
what I'm saying.
I'm just asking because he has 91 based on coaches' stats.
Oh, really?
So if I double that, I'm well over the 150.
Chances are this isn't. So whatever 158 is divided by
probably
2,
NFL.
That's what he's
com.
Yeah.
Pick the over.
Dennard, 4 interceptions.
How many does he have? 2?
2.
Over.
I'm going to say under.
Eric Scalavino, 0.5 wedding proposals to get his new girl.
Over.
And
probably already gave one.
2.5 per show, listener hatred, email, calls against Jeff in Vegas.
Over.
Yeah, I'm going to go heavy over there.
Especially since
although
he's
one
now
guy
soliciting
called, Andy, one guy called yesterday to say how much he enjoyed the Jeff in Vegas
call.
He was
probably like his friend.
No,
no
he liked a lot
Canada,
of the calls.
Wasn't
he thought that a lot of our callers brought something unique to the table.
Does unique mean good?
Well, something enjoyable, entertaining.
He said, I like the guy that calls him Welcher.
I do, too.
Lastly, I just want
to say... He called
after
that.
Yeah, right after it. And then, of course, Eric had to correct him.
Yeah.
It's Welker.
It's douchebag.
I like it when he calls him Welcher.
I do, too.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Lastly, I just want to say that the MVP of the first half of the season has been Kevin Collins. He's been on the top of his game this season, and his performance has really picked up.
He's been able to get us lunch. I agree.
Unfortunately, I actually believe he's been on top of his game this season.
let's
no
see.
Cackle on the other side of the glass.
He didn't spit his sandwich out this time.
Steven in Knoxville writes in, I thought I'd try to get in the true spirit of PFW in progress by emailing in my first game. We have a lot of games today.
Love them.
Grades for some players and coaches went up on ESPN Boston yesterday, and I wondered what you guys thought of some of them. Do you think the grade should be higher or lower or push? So I guess these are the grades that ESPN Boston gave the guys. Now we have to say what we think. Tom Brady, B+.
I agree with that.
Fred, you have to go higher.
A-.
So he's never played at an A level in his career?
In different points, yeah. And then he's also played.
He's never had a season where he played at an A level, according to you.
Why?
Because you're
giving
him an A-.
Because you said he's played as well as he ever has.
As well.
So he never had an A.
He's never had an A.
Because I don't know if you know, we've had this
as
argument.
Well means the same.
Yes,
so,
and you're not
never
giving
had an
him
A.
An A.
So if I give him an A minus now.
You're saying the best he's ever been is A minus.
Right. No, I say right now, he's at this point, he's playing like an A minus.
So he has to improve to get to an A.
Yeah, but over the course of any season, he's been A minus, A, B.
Oh, ridiculous.
Know? Oh, no.
When
not...
was he a B in 2007?
In 2007, he was probably an A throughout.
Right. So he's not playing as well as he ever has.
You know?
Thank so you. He's not playing
Thank
as well
no
as he ever
questions.
Has. I'm not even part of this argument.
I know you're not.
The argument you are expressing.
Yeah, but you're taking one season. I'm talking about, you know, this
yes,
in his
yes,
career.
That's what we're talking
as
about.
As well as. Okay, so
yes, we're talking about as well as he ever has played.
Yeah, you're talking.
So you just said he was an A from wire to wire in 2007. In the middle of 2012, you say he's an A minus,
yeah.
And yet somehow he's playing as well as he's ever played. That makes no freaking sense. Well,
he had more yards last year than he had in 2007. So
why
what?
Are you trying to muddy the water even more?
You know, look, A-.
So he had 20 fewer touchdowns.
Right now he's playing as well as he's ever played. And
except you said you graded him an A in 07 and an A minus
at the
now.
End of the season.
You just said wire to wire he was an A in 07. So at the midpoint you would have given him an A.
In that season probably.
So he's not playing as well as he's ever played.
Oh, come on. Now you're really.
No, I'm trying to take words at their value.
But I can look at the end of the season where he kind of struggled a little bit, and I can look at that.
So he was an A-minus over the second half of that season.
What was he in the Super Bowl that year?
Solid.
Don't ask me.
What was he in the Super Bowl that year?
Rock solid in that Super Bowl.
I thought he was fine. I don't know what you're at.
A?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
but I'm not in this argument. I'm just
when the game was on the line, what did he do in the Super Bowl?
He scored a touchdown with Randy Moss. Absolutely.
Right.
But you can't say that he played A in that game.
Sure
he's
he did.
A B. Well,
he got killed in that game.
I would say the O-line was an F, so.
Well, that affected his play.
And
the
he
bottom
stood
line
tall
is,
and still had them in position to
this
win.
This isn't about evaluations other than yours. How Your own evaluation was, wire to wire in 07, he was an A. Right now, he's an A-minus, yet he's playing as well as he's ever played.
You know what I mean.
No, I really have no
quibble
idea.
You can quibble all you want. You can quibble all
oh,
you want.
Oh, now when you actually listen to words and facts, it's quibbling, Paul. Yeah. So just gloss over it, Fred. He's playing as well as he's ever had. I've graded him higher, but
oh,
he's
okay.
playing as well as he's
oh,
ever had.
Oh, you know, he's an A-minus. That's terrible. He's on the,
no,
he's,
no one said.
He's done.
But it's what we... Oh,
we
see,
go back,
now he does that.
Right.
You're
go,
an embarrassment.
We go back to the original argument. Now people said that he's done. That's what it comes down to.
No.
He heard the one guy out there that wanted to trade him for Dwayne Bowe.
I didn't even hear that one. That, on EEI, apparently. I never heard that.
Saying that he's not playing as well as he ever has doesn't mean that he has slipped precipitously.
No.
And he's now
he's
a
had
D
some of the greatest seasons in the history of the NFL
right.
throwing a football.
And he is playing as well as he ever has.
Except
for 07.
Him higher then.
Except for 07.
I don't know. That makes sense in your head. Just answer that question to me.
You know,
wait, no, stop. That makes sense in your head, the
yeah,
argument
but,
you're expressing.
But you're saying, okay, this one record year, okay?
But that's
every,
part
that's
of the equation, Fred.
I know, but you know what I mean when I say he's playing as well. You know, again, we look at Gronkowski. He may never have a, you know, at the end of the season, it may not be as great as last
I don't
year.
Think
so
he's,
is he not playing as well as he
it
was
wasn't,
bad?
Listen,
I
didn't ask you just
you're
numbers.
You're talking about one
in
season
2010,
in 07. If he doesn't play at that level,
right.
then he's not as good as
right.
he ever was. That's ridiculous.
In 2000,
yes,
all right.
No.
We all have peaks in our life.
In 2010, he didn't have any record. Didn't even come close to his numbers from 2007. He's not playing as well right now as he played in 2010. In my opinion,
I disagree.
When he led them to a 14-2 record and only threw four interceptions the whole season, he was outstanding in every way in that season.
Paul, you got to look at other factors too around.
That's
him.
Why I'm not asking anything other than your grade.
Right.
All I want you to do is grade him.
Right.
In 07, you gave him an A, and now you give him an A minus. I don't
no
understand
stipulations
how you can
to
say
everything. He just
that's
I,
the
I
same.
Don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that you know prior to 07, he didn't play as well as 07. So, you know, maybe he had his best career, you know, career year in 07. That doesn't mean that since then he's been going downhill.
No one said that.
You hear so many things in that
he,
little head
the
of
ultimate
yours
straw.
That
he's
no
Felger
one is saying.
He's Felger. He's the ultimate straw man argument guy.
Yeah, now, look.
He hears like this thing, and he makes it sound like that's perception.
I did not
perception.
Make this up. I did not make this up, and you know it.
Well, but no one's saying that he is so far off of what he normally is. People are saying that he's on the decline. That's not the same thing.
People are saying he's not as good as he used to be.
Exactly. That's
you're
not the same thing.
And you're saying one season he's not as good as that, so that means he's on the decline.
No, yes. I didn't
some
say decline.
Some people have said that, yes.
And I disagree with them.
But you
don't.
But
you
you're
actually
admitting
agree
to it.
With them.
You're admitting that it's accurate.
07, numbers-wise, obviously he wasn't
no,
as good.
Stop
I didn't
talking
go by
about
numbers.
The numbers.
I asked you for your grade. Whatever your criteria in that little head full of lots of stuff bouncing around, whatever your criteria was, you gave him an A, quote-unquote, wire-to-wire. Now, you're giving him an A-minus. So whatever your head sees, whatever your criteria for greatness is, you believe he was better then than he is now.
Yeah, and I can name many other seasons before and after that where, you know, he wasn't good wire-to-wire as 07. That doesn't mean
so he's not
playing,
playing
as
well
as
he's
well
ever
as he
played.
Ever has.
You know, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
What is ridiculous about it?
Let's just
that's
move ridiculous. On.
He had yeah, one, we should move on.
He had one season that was for the record book. You know,
well, I agree
so
with Paul. I think 2010 he was
right,
phenomenally
better,
great.
Right. I think
he
was better.
So obviously, you know, he's not as good as 07.
Well, then stop saying that.
But that's a far cry from he's on the decline. Which is
who
what
said that?
All these people.
But Fred, it's not.
All these
it's not the same
ESPN,
thing.
You know, NFL.com.
Oh, can you show me these?
I will.
No, but he takes on the decline to mean that he stinks now.
No.
On the decline means
no.
He's not as good as he once was.
He's the third best instead of the first best.
Exactly. Of maybe of all time.
Right.
So in all those years, was he better than Peyton Manning?
Some of them, yeah.
In 07.
And some of them he weren't.
Right.
In 07 and 2010,
that's my
he was.
Point.
Right.
Right now, he's 3 instead of 1 or 2 instead of 1.
And by the end of the season, he could be 1 instead
exactly.
of 2.
Exactly.
And
but
he
I,
can
can't
play
predict,
better
I can't
than he's
predict.
Now.
I can't predict what hasn't happened yet. I can only talk about the 8 games that I have seen.
Right.
And I'm giving you my opinion, and you have a different opinion. That's okay.
Apparently it's not because you yell at me when I give it.
No, but the best part is he actually doesn't have a different opinion. He agrees with
no,
you.
No, we've come full circle, as we often do with our arguments, and you agree with us, but you, for some reason, can't see it.
No.
He's really regretting that A-minus he handed out.
Saying that he's playing at an A-minus right now.
You don't think it's a decline. An A to an A-minus to you is not a decline.
Yeah, but I think
to everybody else, it is.
What about the other seasons where at the midway point, he wasn't even at an A-minus?
Was he an A, you know, in 2007?
Fred.
I think he's playing better now than in his championship years.
Well, I
as,
think
as a quarterback,
I think in 2004,
I think he's better a better quarterback
yeah.
now.
In 2001,
than
yes.
2003 and 2004.
In 2001, yes. 2004, no way.
Yeah,
no
I so.
Way.
I absolutely this, believe he
I,
is.
I just can't imagine the amount of fourth quarters that that offense has not moved the ball in 2004.
He is a
I
better quarterback
sorry.
Now than he was in 2004.
Half the games in the first half of this
Andy,
season, they have self-destructed in the fourth quarter.
I think he's probably similar. Now, I probably don't think he's quite as good, but I think similar. But it's different. Because I don't think that guy had to do the same things. It's different when you have a defense and a great running game.
Probably had to
because
do more
Corey
now.
Dillon was a more proven, productive runner.
Right.
Than even though Ridley's numbers are
absolutely
similar.
Absolutely agree with that. Absolutely.
Dillon was, we can line up on the first play of the game, and you can try to stop us, and we're still probably going to get 4 yards. So I think that was a different team altogether. Now, I do think his 07 and 10 were both better than this year or 04. I think he was just phenomenal in those years. But I still get back to he's great. He's still
right.
great.
And it,
but
and,
that's
and
that's
when
everybody
no,
gets
you
back
make
to.
The leap
but no. You make it like he was phenomenal.
It just
in those,
shook me up.
You make it like he was phenomenal in those years because he was a better quarterback in those years. No, circumstances were different.
That
in
may
those
be
years.
Part of it, but it doesn't matter.
It has nothing to do with how
it's perfect. And I still get back to the pocket awareness. To me, that has taken a clear decline. So therefore, by rule,
it seems to me
a certain
to get worse.
Aspect of his game has declined. He has to be worse because I haven't seen everything else elevate to overcome that decline. Have you? First of all, do you agree that that has declined?
His pocket awareness?
His pocket presence awareness movement.
The
anticipating the rush, the dealing with the rush.
I think since 08.
It's declined.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen a marked improvement in other aspects of his game to overcome that?
Yes.
I have.
I think in his field awareness.
I disagree.
Intelligence, you know.
I don't think his field awareness is quite as good as it once was.
You know.
I don't think he sees left to right the entire field quite as well as...
Why?
I just don't. I think he used to be phenomenal at that, and I don't think I ever would have saw that throwaway in the middle of the end zone in Seattle.
I think you guys do a lot of, you know, where we look back and we think he was just perfect throughout his career.
No, I actually
he
don't.
He had bad games.
I don't think he would see David Givens on the right after scanning all the way left now. I think he wouldn't.
I think he would.
So don't tell me I'm just glossing over. I have specific things in my mind that I'm envisioning, and I think you're actually glossing over some stuff and just taking it as more of a generalization.
I also think it's far easier to complete passes in today's NFL than it was 5 years ago. 7 years ago. Ten years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
And,
but I'm not even getting into
as much as that.
We just gloss
over all that stuff, too.
I'm just going with, I don't think Brady would have looked flustered at the end of a half like he did a couple weeks ago back then. I think he's flusters now.
Yeah, I think that...
Whatever that is, if it's physical, if it's age, if
yeah,
it's...
I think you can look at circumstances and say, oh, we had a better season or a better game, but it's not because he was better or worse.
Well, if you want to just say why he's better or not, that's, I mean, a completely and utterly subjective argument that no one can argue with that.
I just wanted to get back to the basis.
You think it was circumstantial, he wasn't better. How can I argue with that?
No, but I want to get back to... All of this can be washed away. I think it's very simple. You gave him an A, wire-to-wire in 07, and an A-minus now. You think he's better in 07 than he is now, using your own grades, your own system, whatever it is.
Yeah, but every season has its own.
Just don't say bad.
Every season has its own grade. You know, he wasn't A every season.
Let me ask you this, Fred.
No, but he was at least an A once. You said 07, wire to wire, he was an A. He's not wire to wire A now.
Can I change it for a second? You said you give him an A-minus over the first half of the season.
Well, look.
I want to know why.
But I want to answer.
I just want to know why.
You know, you have to pick one season that was a player's best.
Okay.
And that's his highest grade.
Okay.
And that was 07.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm fine with all this.
So that's his highest grade.
Okay.
You know, and so that's the level. That's the bar. But, you know, to say that he's got an A-minus now doesn't mean he's not as good a quarterback as he was in 07. It's just not.
I don't get that, but I want to really move on to it. I want to know why. What are some of the reasons that you would give him an A-minus, not an A, in 2012?
I just don't think, you know, to me, A is like you have to be perfect.
It's like 07.
Yeah, he's made some mistakes. And, you know, you look at the Seattle game. That was definitely a couple bad moves by him. Not necessarily physical, but some of them mental, which is part of his game. You know, so I can't
you,
give
you
him.
You don't think it was physical when he was throwing the ball into the ground the whole fourth quarter?
I can't give him a perfect score at this point. I just can't.
But you did back then.
In 07. And you know what?
Now, can I get back to something for a minute? Let's end this argument, okay? We agree to disagree, whatever. But something you just said strikes a nerve with me. You have to pick one of his seasons to be the best, right?
Right.
Before you can say as well as?
Yeah.
How come that rule didn't exist when we were talking about Aaron Rodgers is playing the game as well as anyone's ever played the position? And I said to you, so he's better than Montana or better than Elway, because you have to pick one. You had somebody in your mind who had played it as well as ever.
No, I think I agree with you.
You didn't. No one agreed with me. I was on a freaking island by myself.
I didn't agree at that moment.
People told me I didn't know the English language.
I didn't agree with you then, and I don't agree with you now.
We all said at that moment in time he's probably playing as well as anyone.
I didn't, because I said, okay, who's he playing as well as? Scott Zolak? Maybe he played as well as ever.
And any quarterback.
I'm trying to do professional radio stuff.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You can't even speak. Enunciate.
Go find another hot sports take.
No,
are you out here? Because how come your co-host is talking?
He's doing a live read.
Oh, I was going to say, how come you don't have to take part in that show?
I think when it came down to that Rodgers thing, I think people were taking that argument and looking at it different ways. I think the truth.
Right.
The
but you just told me to say as well as you already have a bar in your mind of what the best is.
Right.
But when I argued that, okay, so he's better than Elway. Well, no, because I don't know who the best.
No.
No one was willing to tell
me. That wasn't the argument.
Yes, it was.
The argument wasn't, is Aaron Rodgers.
No. Kevin, if you're playing as well as you've ever played,
the argument wasn't, is
as better.
Aaron Rodgers was better than John Elway.
As good as.
Is he playing as well as?
My point was, at the time, I needed to know the barometer, because I agree. They didn't say he's playing better than all of them. They said that he's playing as well as the best.
Yeah.
Okay, who's the best?
I would agree with
that. Because if he was playing as well as Elway, that means you've decided he was playing better than Manning, better than Montana, because you've decided Elway was the best, the bar. He's playing as well as the best.
No, because you're looking at different points in all those guys' careers, they were playing out of their head. And as well as anyone of those guys played at any point in their career, he was playing equal to at that point in his career.
But doesn't all of this stuff get down to an opinion anyway?
Of course
it's a subjective opinion.
Of course
it's all ridiculous.
But you know,
except it really isn't, because he agrees with the opinion, just not the premise.
Because at that time, you never understood what "as well as" meant.
I know what "as well as" is.
I believe that was the crux of the
argument. Yeah, and that's when I was on an island, because I said, I need to know the comparables, and you could never give me a comparable.
But
well, that's
but it didn't matter who it was.
Part. Because you're telling me Brady's playing as well as he's ever played, but he isn't.
Okay.
Because you say 07 or you say 10 was his best ever. Okay. Now I know the "as well as" he's playing as well as he did in 07.
But in the case of Rodgers, you take any quarterback that you think was great, think of the best time that he played, best moment,
and it's stupid.
But that's a different argument.
But that's the whole thing.
It's stupid.
You're dismissing the statement, and that's okay to do that. You didn't seem, if I recall, you didn't seem to understand the statement.
Right.
I know the statement.
It didn't need
to be stupid, moronic, and idiotic.
It didn't need to be a parameter set. You didn't have to know who Trent Dilfer thought.
Yes, it does.
He's saying no matter who you thought was the best.
So he's playing the game the best as it's ever been played, and he wasn't. That's ridiculous to just make a blanket statement like that.
That's fine.
Why? Because I think it's ridiculous.
So you can't say things like that?
No, I don't think you can. Unless you know what the standard is, you can't make that blanket statement.
It's completely subjective.
It's stupid. Subjective, then, is a synonym for stupid.
No, the definition of what he was saying.
It's a statement that should never be made unless you know what you're comparing to.
The definition that he was
trying to make. You're comparing to your own personal frame of reference.
Right, and it's stupid.
The point he was trying to make was that it was
because
impossible
I know
to
Trent
play.
Dilfer didn't watch all those guys play every single game.
He's referring to his personal frame of reference.
Oh, so now it's only the quarterbacks he's watched since 1995.
That he knows of.
Well, yeah, that's
listen,
even...
You can dismiss...
This gets stupider by the minute. If I'm not going to know words, then I'm going to use words I don't know.
But you can dismiss Trent Dilfer's opinion and analysis.
No,
that's fine.
I dismiss the moronic trying to say
what
that.
What he's saying was Aaron Rodgers was playing at a level that was impossible to play any better than.
Yeah,
that's what his point
that's
is.
Well,
no matter who you think the best quarterback was for any length of time, this guy is playing as well as that.
Yeah, I think that was stupid.
That's okay.
Because he wasn't.
But it's okay.
Because he didn't have a perfect passer rating.
Fred
he didn't not
so
throw any interceptions.
So your argument
he didn't
Fred
throw
thinks,
a touchdown
Fred,
every play he
Fred
touched
th- But no one else has ever done that either.
Right. But you can do it. So you can do it.
But he's saying it's as well as anyone's ever played.
Right.
Not perfection.
Except only the ones he's seen. Only the ones he's seen. So only the ones he's seen.
Whatever he's seen.
Don't tell me. You've been yelling this whole show, and your microphone is the one that cracks when someone yells.
Fred thinks that I'm stupid for saying that Tom Brady is on the decline. I think that Fred's ignoring some of the things. Everybody has
but
an opinion that you
don't watching
have to agree
the same
with.
Thing. You're comparing the same thing.
But how do you know what Trent Dilfer is comparing it to?
Well, I just asked Fred, and he said, well, the quarterbacks he's seen. Well, then he's not playing it as well, because he didn't see Joe Namath.
Maybe
he didn't
he did.
See.
Maybe he watched
Well, then he shouldn't make the statement.
What are you talking about?
I guarantee he hasn't seen all those guys play. And he certainly didn't watch them the way he's watching, I hope, Aaron Rodgers. Because he comes up as the pompous expert of all quarterbacks. He pretends that he knows more about the position than anyone.
I completely get you disagreeing with Trent Dilfer's opinion. I get
but
that.
But I don't.
I think don't understand have the right why he doesn't assessment. Have the right.
But
see, that,
then
that
no
I
one
don't
should.
Get.
You're saying no
yes.
one.
That I don't get.
I'm saying no one should, unless you are, you know, 96 years old and you essentially saw every quarterback
that's,
play,
I don't think that's
then I don't
fair.
Think you should make the statement. If you're going to make it, like you say, it's open-ended. If you want to close it and say, you know, I'm Trent Dilfer, and when I was young, I watched Johnny Unitas play. Best guy I ever saw play the position until now. Aaron Rodgers is playing this position as well as any quarterback I've ever seen. Whatever. But he said, as well as anyone's ever played it. Like, it can't be played any better.
So you're saying that it because it's impossible for him to have seen Otto Graham play.
As I said at the time, no one should make that
statement. I don't
understand
why that bothers you so much.
I know.
Because I think it's asinine to make such a definitive and magnanimous statement like this huge... When you can't, you're not really qualified.
So all these people who say, you know, Jim Brown was, you know, one of the best running back of all time, they shouldn't be able to say that?
Did they see him play? And who do they think is second best? I mean, are they comparing him to other people?
Of course they are.
Okay, then I'm okay with that. But Trent Dilfer is making a comparison without telling me who he's comparing it
he's
to.
He's comparing to other quarterbacks who played the game.
Who he's probably seen.
So basically what you're saying is no one can ever say now who they think is the best ever because... As we're all of a certain age now, there are players now that it's impossible to us for us to have seen. I can't say that anybody's better than Jim Brown because I never saw Jim
Brown. I actually don't mind if you call somebody the best ever because that's a grand, his overall accomplishments, everything he did. But to me, you guys made the argument he's playing as well as. So this window of 6 games, 8 games, 4 games is the best window ever. Well, how can you judge that?
As well as.
Yes. It's the best window ever because it's tying the best ever.
Okay.
So tied for one, just like they do in league stats. When you're the best offense, you're T1 league.
I still don't get why this bothers you
so
much.
I know. It really bothers them.
Because you pompous asses, all of you pretend.
I'm not a pompous
Andy
ass.
Doesn't know what as well as means. No, I perfectly know what as well as means. And I have no problem if you say Babe Ruth was the best ever because he did X, Y, and Z over the course of a career, a known sample. But if you tell me that Babe Ruth was it was hitting the ball but as well as anyone's ever hit it, but you didn't live
to see Albert Pujols
or whatever, I think that's stupid. You need to know what.
So I can't say that Albert Pujols hit the ball as well as Babe Ruth because I never saw Babe Ruth hit the ball.
No, I don't think you can. Now you can say Albert Pujols is as good an overall hitter based on statistics and comparables.
Yeah,
to his
but
league,
I'm talking about.
But I'm saying just
I'm
the
talking
actual
about something that can't be measured in numbers.
Right.
So I can't say it.
And you can't say that Aaron Rodgers is playing quarterback as well as anyone's ever played it. I think that's ridiculous.
I mean, I don't have to agree with the guy,
however,
but I want him to give me his opinion.
If you know the quarterback position and you know how it should be played at its highest level, you know, whether or not somebody had a perfect rating or not, as an analyst and someone who played the position, I think he can look at a player in a given stretch and say, you know what, knowing that position, you can't play it much better than he's playing it. You can say that.
I'd actually be fine with that.
But you, and Andy, I'm gonna side with Andy on this. Just this little.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing that Trent
right.
said.
Well, yeah, but and then you can.
Andy's very big into
that,
the semantics for this specific
argument.
Words
no,
have meaning.
And that's fine. But then you can extrapolate that and saying, you know, I can't imagine anyone playing it any better than he is.
Again,
okay.
I'm
again,
okay with that.
That's not what he said.
That's the same thing.
He's definitively said he's playing the position as well as anyone's ever played it, and that's the part that got under Andy's skin.
That's the hair. There's my ass.
Well, but isn't that saying that I can't imagine anyone playing
it
better?
No, it isn't.
No, there was no qualifiers.
No, it isn't.
He
it's
said,
different.
I mean, this is the part that got Andy upset.
Well, if you can't imagine no one.
I'll tell you an example. You know, HDTV is the clearest TV ever. It's as clear as TV will ever be. Except this week, I'm reading in the paper, Ultra HD came out for $19,000.
That's not what he said.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
He didn't say he's better than anybody who's going to play.
Right, but
he's not predicting the future.
See, I think he is.
To use your analogy, you can't say HD is the cleanest TV there ever was because you didn't see the TVs in the 1930s.
That's true.
Even though
you know,
HD was better,
too.
Just like you know
every
just
TV
like you
in
know
the 30s
Aaron Rodgers
was
playing better than Otto Graham.
Right. No, I actually don't.
You do.
No, I don't. Not within the confines
but
of the game.
Do.
I don't.
I think that.
And I actually, you know, part of my problem is you know this. I don't think he was playing that much better than Brady at his best four-game stretch in 10 or 07,
than Manning
in 06.
But he didn't say he was playing better.
No, as well as,
which is stupid. But he's comparing him to the best at their best.
It's stupid because you're adding in for Rodgers running when Manning and Brady didn't run. It's this whole, like, abstract thought.
Well, now you're talking something different.
Which is why he shouldn't have done it.
Which I think
irresponsible and idiotic.
Which I think a lot of people would agree, whether or not, you know, Aaron Rodgers is as good, you know, but
it's a good bye week.
But you were also arguing
especially
that no one can make a statement like that. And
They can't.
But in 07, he may have said the
and
same
thing about
Brady.
And you're not a good person to judge it,
no,
Fred.
You just said,
Brady is playing as well as ever, except you graded him higher in 7 as you did now.
A to A minus is not a decline
right.
in your mind.
So you're with Trent Dilfer in idiot land. Sorry.
That was a little
uncalled. That was a low blow.
Yeah. That was uncalled. That was I don't really.
But words have meaning.
Went there.
That's my point. And everybody told me I don't know what as well as means. And apparently I don't, because in my way of thinking, as well as means A should equal A, not A minus should equal A. And you have A minus equaling A, and
well,
I think A equals A. I know you don't.
I'm reading the word and taking it for what it's worth.
But I think you're taking it a little bit too far. Exactly. Well, some quarterbacks run, some don't, some throw.
Right. I think that's an aspect of it.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
he's not saying he's playing the position as well as anyone's ever played it. Yeah,
there's different ways to play it.
Right, but he's saying that based on what Rodgers had been doing,
I think
doing
he was making
time,
a black and white statement about a gray area.
I see. I think you're
that's
taking
my problem.
It, I think you're taking it
right.
very black and white when
well,
it's an
he
opinion.
Said it black and white.
It's an opinion, and it's not really
an opinion that he bases as a factual opinion.
Look,
No, I know, but it's just like, you don't think he could have said the same thing about Brady in 07 or Manning in any of his MVP years, or Brett Favre?
He probably would have. It would have been stupid all the time.
You know, it's why.
Okay, you're consistent. You think it's always stupid.
It's why Belichick was.
I'm okay with how. What did you say earlier? You know, I just can't imagine someone playing any better. That I'm fine with.
But in Fred's defense.
That I think is a proper analysis.
But don't you think that's what he really meant? Don't you think that's what he's saying?
No, I think he may have meant it, but didn't say it.
All right, it's the same thing as Belichick.
And if he means it, he should say it.
Right, so.
It's like Greg Brady in the Brady Bunch, right. Talking about the exact words of everything.
It's the same thing as Belichick going up to a microphone and saying, you know, no one works harder.
Yeah, and I devalue that. When he says that, I stop listening because I've heard him say it way too many times.
Okay, but he would never say Brady works harder than anyone else.
No, he says no one works harder than Tom Brady.
But he can't.
And Tom Brady isn't here in the offseason.
But he can't imagine anyone doing something more than this person that he's talking about.
Yeah, but I know we could get in trouble on that one, but you found a way.
It's the same thing.
It's useless. And he values the compliment.
Well,
it's like I tell my wife, there are some husbands who every night say, it's a great dinner, hon.
Yes,
great dinner. And I go home and I say, this is a great dinner. And she goes, really?
This is how
I mean it.
This is how he justifies himself being an idiot the rest of the time.
Oh, now I'm the idiot.
Right. I got you back.
I would have gone a-hole there.
All right. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Doug
that could happen again.
Southern Oregon. Doug listened through that.
Oh,
hey,
I'm
Doug,
sorry.
How you
I'm
doing?
Sorry.
Dougie.
That's why I love this show.
Sorry, Doug.
That's why I love this show.
You've waited as long as any caller ever.
Not true.
Why? Do we know?
Yes.
Oh, you know exactly how long somebody's been. What's the longest?
All right, let's not make
Doug. I had people over here 30 minutes.
That's the longest. You know.
Yes. Please, let's not make
Doug
wait
anymore. And you
posted
every one of these shows, so you've seen every caller.
That's right.
No, you haven't.
Over 30 minutes. Yep.
Will you please not make Doug wait
Sorry,
any longer?
Sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
Why I love this show. Hey, I do have a question for you guys about Brady. Do you agree or don't agree that he might be smarter than he's ever been, but physically he's not able to do what he used to be able to do?
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that. Experience,
Yeah, but how does that equate to the pocket thing? Maybe he's so smart to know if this guy hits me, it's going to hurt.
I'm
going down. I kind of agree with you in terms of, passing awareness of coverages and teams and schemes.
It might be something that confused him 3 or 4 years ago that no longer does.
But now I think there's some analytical aspect to the pass rush thing. And I don't know if it's fight or flight, if he's choosing flight more than he used to fight.
Fred, what do you have to say about it?
He's eating a cookie.
Fred thinks he's as good as he's ever been at everything, except 07 when he was an A.
Absolutely. I mean, Larry Bird once said that the ironic thing about sports is that at the point where you are at the top of your mental game, your physical starts to deteriorate.
Right.
Wisdom. There you go, Fred.
So, all right.
All right, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks for
all
listening.
Right, you guys.
Okay.
And not
mad. I'm glad you're enjoying it, Doug, because sometimes I wonder when we go off on those tangents what everybody's doing.
Well, it's a bit of a Trent Dilfer-like leap to say just because one guy enjoyed it that everybody enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it as much as anyone ever has.
As much as anyone ever has.
Now this guy will be honest. This suck-ass will be honest.
Chris,
you should have heard the shot he took yesterday.
Hey, guys, tell him no one's talking to you, so be quiet, okay?
What did you say at the end of your call yesterday, Christian? Andy didn't hear it.
Oh, I told Jeff in Vegas, don't wait up for your mother.
Nice. I like
it. I haven't heard from him since, so he's probably sleeping.
Or he's getting a gun and driving cross-country.
Yeah. Hey, Christian lives a little too close to me. I don't want any stray bullets.
Day two of this argument, I love it because it's the bye week and there's really nothing else to talk about.
That's true. I mean, there's only so much self-scouting talk.
Yeah. When you look at Brady, Fred, I don't understand why it's so hard for you just to admit that he isn't the same guy that he was. And if you look at two seasons back-to-back, 06 and 07, the 06 numbers, he had 26 touchdowns and 12 picks. I thought that was probably one of his best years when he was thrown to the island and misfit toys.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay? I mean, and he came back in 07 and you gave him weapons and he was unstoppable for 19 games almost.
Yeah, that's to me the peak of his career.
Yeah, so when I look at it now and the talent around him is arguably the best it's ever been, probably since 07. Would you not agree?
Well, I don't know. I'd rather have an 07 Randy Moss than a Brandon Lloyd.
He said since 07.
And he also said overall.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the tight ends you didn't have back then.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have the combination of tight ends and you got Lloyd and he's through halfway, the year with Ridley. This is probably the most talent he's had around him in quite some time.
And had it not been for Drew Brees, he would have broke Dan Marino's passing record last year.
Yeah, but again, you're looking at the numbers thing.
That's what made 07 so great, other than winning all those games, was the amazing offensive numbers that they put up.
It was Listen, no one had more fun that season than I did. That was fantastic. It was until the last game. When you look at, like everybody said, and everybody has been saying, you just watch him and you see, there was a game, I think we threw three straight balls in the dirt. I've never seen him do that. And there was a game, where, like you said, the Baltimore game, he wasn't in where you would think it would have been a given. He wasn't that this year so far.
Yeah, but I can also remember games where we were sitting up in the press box and I remember saying, geez, he doesn't look good. Especially early in games, we would say, sometimes Brady comes out a little too pumped up. And it affects his accuracy. I can remember games like that.
And he has stinkers. He always had the four pick stinkers every three. No one ever said
he was perfect.
Right.
Yeah. I just think he was better consistently then than he is now.
Okay.
That's all.
I think he was too. And, as far as it goes, the Patriots, it'll be my, until someone else comes along, he's certainly my all time favorite player. So it's certainly hard for me to say that he's not as good as he has been.
Right. And I think that's the hard part here for everybody. And I think that when they hear people saying that he's on the back nine, they get very defensive because they deem that as a shot. To me, it's just a testament to how great he is that he can be playing the way he is now, and it's not the best he's ever played.
Plus, you may only be on 10. Doesn't mean you're on 18.
Yeah.
There's a stretch there of the back nine.
Well, and who knows how much longer he's going to play. I'm just saying that when the play that he's had through the first half of the 2012 season is not deemed to be the best play of your career, that means you're pretty
great,
good.
Right.
All right, Christian. He wasn't even listening to
your mother.
All right, 508-298-0398, web radio at patriots.com. I forgot.
Vegas, don't wait up for
it's,
your mother.
It's picks day.
Is it that time already?
Almost.
Picks of Michelle, you mean.
I'm going to have to go and take a quick break.
Dump. We got a story. Do you want to stay for the story?
Go ahead.
Do you want to tell the story?
What story is it?
About when you couldn't use the toilet, so you used something else during the pregame social.
What?
Should I let him tell it? I'll let him tell it.
I guess so.
When he comes, it's way better than your Seattle bathroom story when the toilet paper was missing.
Mike in Maryland says, guys, I think the clarification for this argument, this is the Brady one, not the Rogers one, he says, is that Fred believes Brady's abilities are as good as they've ever been. He just may not be playing at an A because he's hit a little rough spot. Okay. I'll go with that.
So, is that exactly what you're saying, or are you just going?
I think his abilities are as good as they've been. So, what happened?
Bathrooms are occupied.
Can you tell your story now?
Are you going to be all right then?
Yeah, I'll be all right. What's the story?
Pre-game social. Toilet wasn't available.
That's kind of gross.
Don't talk about gross on this show?
No, I had, my typical mid-show break that I had to take, Freddie.
Yeah,
he's not really listening to you.
I went out there, and the bathroom right here in our studio was occupied. So I went across the concourse, right here, across the hall.
He's not listening.
Why bother?
I'm listening.
What'd he say?
He went across the hall, okay.
So I went in there, and
starts reading again.
Someone had been there.
I can do two things at once.
No, I know you. You cannot.
You can't even deem that A and A minus.
You know what I won't be able to do? Something around review time.
Okay. He looked down his glasses at you, too.
I saw.
Like that.
What, hold me back? Keep me down like you've been?
I don't need to do that.
HR's done a nice job of that. Someone had already been there, Fred.
Yes.
So to speak.
Ooh.
It was
really been there.
Ridiculously nasty. So I came back in here, and there was still someone in here.
So it wasn't this one.
No,
across the hall.
I destroyed that one.
Yeah, I know.
Across the hall was unlike anything I've ever seen. There was an incredible nest that had been built up on the seat, and then inside it was.
And they didn't even bother?
No, it was just there.
That's just ridiculous.
So then I came back in here to try to go back
in.
So
that's where we should use the security cameras and find out who did that.
And then, you know, this was still occupied, and now I know the break is running out, so I went back across the hall and ended up having to go in the sink.
He peed in the sink.
Or had to.
Well, at least it was just that.
Oh, come on!
An upper decker.
Ask Zolak. I'll bet you somebody's done that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Manny Ramirez?
But isn't, like, aren't we like a gray water stadium? So doesn't Paul's pee now get recirculated to the water?
Just because he's old, don't call his pee gray.
No, but I'm being serious. Aren't we like
sorry,
a self-contained stadium? So any like wash water, not the poop. The poop goes a different place.
Right.
But I think the water that goes down the sink goes into a thing and is kind of filtered.
Down
and then,
the sink, yes.
And then, yeah, so he peed in
well,
the sink, so he'll be drinking out of the sink.
But the brown water only comes back up in the toilet. Doesn't go back
in
the sink.
I was going to say, how can you use the water that you wash your hands with?
No.
You think that's any better?
I thought it was filtered and then came back through.
No.
Oh, okay, good. So I don't have to drink Paul's pee.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think that me drinking the water that you wash your hands with is any better.
Yeah, you shouldn't be drinking out of the sink anyway.
Well, I don't drink out of the sink.
Okay.
I also don't pee in the sink. Some people do.
No, he just peed on his teammates at
right.
football
no,
practice.
No, I've never peed on a teammate, never thrown pee. That was other people. I didn't do most of this crap.
It was just done
to you. You know what? I find it awfully hard to believe. You're such a proponent
Stop
of hazing in general.
You're an
you
angry man.
I didn't. No, no one did.
Someone
it to
who's
me
so pro-hazing, I can't imagine he didn't.
No.
Take
I'm not pro-hazing.
Oh, you're
that's
very much
misrepresenting the
you're
facts.
You're pro-hazing.
See, that's ignorance.
It's like the you know. The
you think getting hazing out is the pussification of America, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
So
but I have no problem for traditions.
Hazing.
Well, I need a definition of hazing.
Right. Okay.
Is you know being is carrying pads in hazing? You know, crap jobs that fall to sophomores or freshmen or
right.
whatever. I don't deem that hazing.
You consider that
to
hazing.
Me hazing is
yeah.
teabagging
well,
and anal rape with a broomstick. That is like assault
well,
hazing
right.
wrong. Well, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's degrees of hazing. You know, there's quote unquote wrong and you know right and wrong and stuff. You know,
like the water out here, the hosing down fumble thing to me is not hazing. That's tradition. That's you know fall in line. Everybody does it.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I don't
have no problem with that.
Yeah, Paul
see,
does. Paul
I,
thinks
I do,
it's terrible.
I do think it's hazing, but. Yeah, it's not the same degree. Not it's not. It's not.
No, it's not teabagging.
No,
the whole
it's
thing
not
like
the same.
Making a guy go out naked in the freezing
yeah,
that's
not
ridiculous.
The same. That's not the same.
I don't like that.
That's halfway between the
I
two.
I just don't like. I don't like the. I don't like the things that you don't want to do.
But
that you have to do it.
What's with
you don't
all the nudity stuff? The whole naked stuff in the.
There's a lot more people like Andy out there than anybody.
Now, what
any
about like
ever
icy hot in your jockstrap or something?
Hazing. But that's not hazing. That's just a practical joke, right?
Well, I think it's kind of hazing. I mean, when it's because it's not done to the seniors, it's done to younger people.
Now,
so that's
you,
hazing.
Couldn't you just
age.
Do it like you put it in the sleeve or a shirt and, you know, it's on your arm?
I never did it. I just laughed when people were uncomfortable.
No, he's a proponent of it.
Right.
He just never did it.
I am not
things.
A proponent of it.
You do. You
but
like
I
all
think,
these things.
I just think there's something to be said for it. There's been a lot of history in not just sports, military things where they believe in certain principles that have kind of worked over a long period of time, working your way up and being kind of crapped on when you're the low man, and that builds something. I don't know that it's factually perfect, but it's worked.
Has anyone ever done anything like that to you?
No.
Never. No.
Well, what do you mean?
You mean like in a sexual way?
Like, No. Like
I was like, what are you asking him to do? Bare his soul?
Whether it's hazing or like
has there ever been molested?
Well, like a practical joke or anything like that.
Like to what level?
To any level.
Oh yeah, I've had plenty of. I've had all the new. You know, you come back to your locker and your stuff's gone. You come back to your locker and it's locked.
Right.
You know, stuff done to my car. Stuff done.
Yeah.
But I've never, you know, like been in fear or
right.
Or like it was always like this. Freaking sucks.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you had to run the gauntlet and stuff. You know, everybody,
sure.
All the seniors would line up with the pads, and the
yeah.
sophomores have to carry the ball through. And if you fumbled, you had to do it again and stuff
I
like that.
I just feel like most people should have in their head where the line is. Like, when did we cross it from
right.
good-natured fun? They're not to
I, see,
like
I agree with
illegal
you.
And
I agree with you in principle.
Violent and
there's a huge difference between, you know. Most of the stuff that would probably
like
quote-unquote
kids?
Deemed
fat
harmless.
Kids had to stand up and do like a jiggle show.
Hey, see, I don't like that. That's not cool. And I
got a laugh from behind the glass.
And just so you know, I wasn't a fat kid. I didn't catch on getting fat till I started working for Fred.
No, but, I mean, that is something where, yeah, the guy might feel bad.
Jiggle show.
Well, they used to do that. I remember that. Yeah, and there was a champion,
think,
like the old Muffy.
I remember the kid.
He was massive.
I don't
he
think
was
that's
the champion,
cool at all.
And, like, the young kids had to be, like, funnier and fatter than him and to, like, take over the crowd. Like, I don't know. I know that probably made the kids feel bad, but is that – did that cross the line?
I think so.
Yeah, but you're a punani.
I know. I don't – listen, I don't like the idea of a sports team where I need this guy – to be part of my team and to be not be the weakest link. He needs to be every bit as good as the, you know, and do every bit as much as the best player.
Right.
But yet he's not deemed worthy enough to you know, he has to carry the P
but what
through
about,
the locker room.
What know? About when the best player was carrying the P, the knowledge that, the you know, Tom Brady used to carry this P?
Yeah, I mean, just because that's the way it was always done doesn't mean that's the best way.
Eric walks in and like, why is Tom Brady carrying P anywhere?
Right. You know, just because that was the way it was always done doesn't mean that's the best way.
I can't hear you.
All right.
Zolak, ruin that mic.
Let's do a quick practice update. Eric's here because we've got
picks.
Well,
I don't think Eric's ready.
It's quarter to two.
He's
so why don't
not
you just
ready.
Move over to the other mic, Eric?
Because that one's not on. And Paul's leaving. What the hell is going on in here? Go to Paul's mic. That one's on.
Everything's gone to hell.
It really has.
All right.
Go to Paul's mic. He's not using it. He's got a poo or
if
pee.
If we can get a quick practice update somehow.
He's so...
Sorry about that.
Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
Good,
Freddie?
Good.
How's your girlfriend?
Shut up. All right.
Better
very,
than
very, very active day out there, Fred.
Well, that was in him.
Yeah, okay. Returning players. Some good news. Steve Gregory, finally.
Woo-hoo! But he returned
No.
2 weeks ago.
Now, walkthroughs don't count.
Oh, okay.
He returned into full pads practice.
Red
today.
Jersey?
No.
No, red pants?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Good.
No. So he returned Trevor Scott, who I don't know if you probably even remember that he got hurt.
Hamstring or something.
And Marcus Zusevic, the rookie.
He's on NFI?
Pectoral, yeah. Was out there.
Well, now he's
practicing.
Practicing, so
yeah.
He could be, well, he could just end up on IR.
He could just end up on IR. But and Vasante Shenko back in full pads.
Week two of three,
yeah.
And he couldn't return until after the last game, so he's now eligible
now
to
he's
be,
eligible
activated,
to
at
be
any
activated
point,
at any point.
Although they don't have a roster spot.
No, but there are plenty of candidates.
Sterling Moore out there?
No. He has to clear waivers, I believe.
Oh, and that's today?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I believe
that'd
so.
Be 4 o'clock today.
Yep.
But he will be, probably.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Tracy White was out there with just a jersey and shorts. He didn't have a helmet or any other pads of any kind. But
no
he was
boot
out there.
Or anything? No.
No, he was out there
apparatus.
Running the you know, the sprint lines
good,
and
good.
Stretching.
And they got rid of Bobby Carpenter. So.
They did.
That's a good sign for Tracy White, potentially.
So the only missing players were Kyle Arrington, who had the concussion, it seemed like, at the Rams game.
Yeah.
Brandon Bolden, who both of those guys were in the locker room earlier today.
He's looking better quickly.
They are looking better.
After the crutches phase.
And Hernandez wasn't out there.
Oh, that's not good.
No, not good at
unless,
all. Unless it's just the bye
full
week.
Full advantage of the bye.
Full advantage of the bye week. That's
relax,
what I'm going with. That's what
get
I'm,
off your feet.
Yep, that's what I'm going with.
Black jerseys.
Black jerseys. There were three of them.
Justin Francis.
No.
Bitch ass hoe. He was robbed.
No, he's a nice man, as far as I know.
Can you say that?
Yeah, we've said plenty of times.
Bitch ass hoe. All those words are fine.
We've got to hurry.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Jeff Tarpinian. Nick McDonald and practice squad fullback James Devlin. Your three practice jersey players.
That's interesting. What the hell did James Devlin do?
There's a...
Steven Jackson?
We assume there's a sixth practice squad player wearing number 16. Looks like a wide receiver. Don't know who he is, but he was out there.
Taylor Price.
No. No.
No reports of that? Should I check the
Twitter sphere? Reports of that. And after telling us this morning that he's never felt better in his life, that he feels like he's 18 again... Brandon Spikes was in full pads, riding a stationary bike, getting stretched after everybody
like
broke up.
I'd like to play
up
on Sunday. Well, maybe you should practice on Thursday.
We actually saw two periods of drills after stretching, and he took part in none of them. He was he was on a bike riding it and getting stretched by the trainers.
See, that's the kind of stuff.
So maybe he was hurt a lot when he was 18. I don't know.
But, I mean, he said he wanted to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
How about you practice on Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that rubs people the wrong way with
mm-hmm.
it. And then he'll tweet about it later.
Well, no, you know what he did do today was our friend Chris Price. Our friend Chris Price retweeted the quote about, you know, I've never felt better, I'm 18, that Mike Petralia, our other friend, originally tweeted. Brandon Spikes retweeted Chris Price's retweet of Mike Petralia's tweet of Brandon Spikes' own quote.
He wanted to get it out there.
Pow. Yeah.
Did he add a pow?
I
maybe?
Don't know if he did
pow, pow.
That or not.
But.
All right, this week's picks
so
on PFW in Progress are sponsored by Subway Restaurant. Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots.
recall what happened last week. I believe I won, right?
You are correct, Freddie.
Oh.
You are
he
correct.
He just says that every week. Sooner or later, it's going to be right.
Don't be too excited. You tied with me, but you did win.
Who keeps 11 the book?
And, 11 and
so
3.
That means it's good because, you know, you tied with the guy who keeps the book.
Andy was 10 and 4.
Woo!
And Eric was 9 and 5 with the spread. Andy and I were 8 and 6. Fred was 7 and 7. And Eric was 6 and 8. For the season,
Eric
I continue
got his
to
spread
dominate.
Elsewhere this weekend.
I'm 83 and 35.
What? You said you want me to play?
No, I didn't say I wanted
Andy
you to.
Andy and Eric are tied at 73 and 45.
You want me to talk about the bye week or your girlfriend?
I don't want you to talk about anything. I want you to shut up.
That's Fred's 54 and 36.
You said my girlfriend.
I said I'm not going to. I can't stop you from doing what you want to do.
With the spread,
A-hole.
I am over 500 now at 57,
A-heart.
56, and 5.
No, it's a-hole.
Freddie's 42, 42,
heart?
And 4. Andy,
hear any of that?
53, 60, and 5. Eric, 48, 65, and 5.
I'm winning over Eric.
You're in third place.
I'm winning over Eric.
Can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
All right.
Now you're focused on women, not picks.
Let's get going. Thursday night, 8:20.
That's the night.
With an 8:33.
And I dislike Cam Newton. The headgear that he wears so that it pushes one of his eyes down is annoying and hateable.
Maybe he wants to be a pirate.
The headgear?
He wears the Under Armour headgear, like the do-rag, whatever the cap thing.
A little low on one
side. But he wears it, and it like pushes one of his eyes down. A, why do you have to wear headgear to a press conference? And B, why do you have to wear it over your eye?
Yeah, he's turning into kind of a douche.
He's a douche.
No, he's not turning into one.
He's always been a douche. He was just a douche that won. But when you're a douche that wins, it
he
stops
gave us
winning.
Dirty looks at the combine
now you're just
poll.
A douche.
Yes, you don't.
Oh no, he's a douche. He's always been a douche.
All right, tonight
he has that air about him.
Kansas City at San Diego, Paul.
San Diego by 8.
Oof.
Two coaches that could be coaching their last game.
Who's the quarterback?
Yeah,
of the Chiefs?
For Kansas City,
Castle
will be back.
Castle's back. That's good, I guess, or not. I'll just take the better quarterback, the better, I theoretically think, team in the Chargers. And I'll take the number. Let me split it up.
I would like to...
You take the points.
Yeah.
Right.
Hear the fight song, but I think this
you
is the end.
Chiefs?
This
really?
Is the end for North Turner and
what
is his
San
name?
Diego.
AJ Smith.
Yeah,
the GM.
You don't like him. He's a Rhode Island guy.
I know, but he's not getting it done over there.
Apparently, you're all douches.
And the Castle-led Chiefs pull out a victory at home on a Thursday night.
Wow.
Short week.
That Chiefs will use Castle Building.
That would be an upset.
It's at San Diego. Just
so okay,
San Diego.
Oh, you didn't know it was.
I thought it was in Kansas City.
You sticking with that?
No, he's gonna
yes,
go.
I will. Oh. I'll stick with it.
We didn't get our song.
I will
hear fuzz.
I will do the Andy split. I'll take San Diego to win. I'll take the 8 points.
Me too.
Do you hear that?
All right. Now we go to the 1 o'clock slate of games. Denver at Cincinnati. Denver at Cincinnati.
Denver by 3.5. Stop blowing. I'm sorry.
Blowing black. Mics.
Denver by 3.5.
What? Vic, maybe. What?
Denver by 3.5.
Denver by 3.5 over Cincinnati. Denver,
you knew. I just kept
feeling
themselves.
Yeah, you were trying to set me up, but I was listening.
I didn't think you
I'm
were.
Like Fred. I can do two things at once. I will take the Denver Broncos. I think they're starting to roll. We talked about it early in the year. They had the tough schedule with the tough losses, and maybe it would pay off. I think it's starting to pay off. Dan Copen in the middle, leading them.
Yeah. I didn't think it.
That's a line that's never been said.
What, Dan Copen in the middle, leading them?
Leading them.
I didn't think Manning was going to come back and be as sharp as he has turned out to be, but he is, and the Bengals are becoming the Bengals again. So I'll
the
take
red
the,
rifle. Sputtering.
I'll take the Broncos to win cover.
Yes, even though this is not as well as Peyton Manning has ever played, I think he's playing pretty well, and I'll take
the
Broncos.
Well, it actually is, except for when he was an A in 2006, and now he's a B. But it's the same.
Same.
I will go with Cincinnati.
He's going to snap on us one of these days.
You know what's going to happen? The show's going to end, and we're going to start walking out, and he's just going to like blindside us, start punching us in the back of the head.
I will go with Cincinnati. Let's see. Baltimore at Cleveland.
Baltimore by 3.5.
Interesting. That's a low number, but I will take Baltimore to win and cover. I just think they're the better football team. Better than my guy Whedon, unfortunately.
Yeah, Baltimore is the better team, and they'll get it done.
Big game for the Ravens. Coming off a bye in that beatdown, I think that they get it done here against Cleveland.
Yeah, I agree.
I like when Fred says Cleveland.
Is Whedon on the front nine or the back nine?
For him, you never know.
Well, it's kind of a legitimate question. When you're a 29-year-old rookie, are you on the front nine or the back nine?
Well, I think he's on the front nine because if he only plays, say, 6 years, the first three are the front nine.
I'll go with Baltimore as well. Arizona at Green Bay.
Green Bay by 11. Oof. It's amazing that those NFC West teams are underdogs by 11.
I don't know how you deal with them, Fred, every day.
Well, that's why I'm winning the picks, just so you know. Because you guys insist that the NFC West
can
play.
Well, just so you know, I'm not going to take the NFC West here. I'm going to take the Packers.
And you guys give me free wins.
And they're going to win and cover.
I'll take the Packers to win, Paul.
Oh, then a Packer.
Wait, you finished writing
the points?
There?
Yes. Just like I laid.
I was.
I've always wanted to be a Packer.
If that had been a caller, I would have said his mother.
I will take the points, though, please.
I will take the Packers, and as disappointing as they've been offensively for most of the season, I will lay the points.
I'll take the Packers, but I will take the points. Buffalo at Houston. Buffalo at Houston
by 10.5.
Oof. Oof.
Houston will win. I didn't want to yawn on the air. And cover. Buffalo stinks.
Yes,
stinks nothing of farting and burping.
Buffalo's going to get blowed out 2 weeks in a row. Ooh, little prediction of next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say 1 week at a time, and we're going to go with Houston to win in a blowout.
Yeah, I'll take Houston, too. I'll lay the points. That's a lot of points, but I'll lay them.
I'm going to take Houston, but I will take the points. There's going to be some close games this week in the NFL. Miami at Indianapolis.
The upstart Dolphins, who Fred loves.
Miami by 2.5.
Loves their defense so much, I heard him talk about it 6 different times.
2.5.
What was the spread?
2.5.
2.5.
Miami.
For who? Where is it?
Indianapolis.
I am going to take
it once.
The
right.
Andrew Luck led.
Well, I didn't say one of them.
As long as one
listening.
Of them isn't listening.
Because right. If that's the only one, I can't do it. Never mind, two. I'll take Andrew Luck and the home Colts. They're looking to make a run at the playoffs here. They're going to get another emotional boost. I saw Chuck Pagano back in the house at practice this week. And I'm just not buying the Dolphins and what's his name? Philbin. And Tannehill's banged up.
What's his name? Philbin.
I know their defense is playing great, and if Wake gets in Luck's face, it could be a bit of an issue, but I'm taking Luck.
I'll take Luck and the Colts as well.
This is one of the toughest games this week.
There are a lot of tough games.
Now, are these two bad teams, two good teams, or two mid teams?
I think they're two bad teams with decent records.
Under the Paul Perreault
makes
win
any,
formula,
that makes
they
any
should
sense.
Be decent teams then.
You are what your record says you are.
And Paul,
he created that formula.
He
not
predated
really.
Parcells.
When you get, you can handpick early in the season, you see the right opponents, and you can have a better record than you are.
You don't get to handpick your opponents. They're on the schedule.
All right, so, you know, you play some bad teams, and you win. I am going to take Miami.
If you beat bad teams, aren't you?
I'm going to go against my normal theory of the two bad teams take the home team.
I'm going to go with Miami as well. Detroit at Jacksonville. Detroit at Jacksonville.
Detroit by 3.5.
Detroit.
It's a good spot for Detroit. It's a good spot for any team when you play Jacksonville. So I'll take Detroit to win and cover.
Yeah, I think Detroit rolls
to the Super Bowl.
Well, maybe not that far, but over Jacksonville this week.
How come the other 2 o'clock show already finished?
I will take Detroit as well. I'm not as confident as my colleagues, however.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Detroit.
Oh, you're off Matt Stafford? You would have traded Brady for Stafford.
Chicago at Tennessee.
Yeah,
Chicago at Tennessee.
Still would? Yeah. Would you trade Brady for Stafford today?
Yeah.
Interesting. Give up on this season.
Who do you want?
Hope for another?
Well,
Chicago at Tennessee.
I can't do two things at once. Chicago by 3.5.
Chicago. This is one I'm going to pick with my rankings and just go with the number 2 Bears or 3 Bears, whatever they are. I'm taking the Bears.
Why are you doing a New York accent for Chicago?
I was trying to do the guy that does the overnight. I'm not good at accents. I'm not like Eric.
Stop,
Chicago
Bears.
And
I don't pick up women abroad with my accents.
Chicago, Tennessee.
Tennessee,
the
sorry.
Bears.
I'll take Chicago to win and cover.
Yes, I will as well. I think the Bears are a better team.
Me too, Chicago. A final Sunday at one game.
A final.
Carolina at Washington.
We're not skipping over anyone this week.
Nope.
No.
Carolina at Washington.
Washington by 3.5.
The battle. I can't say what I was going to say. I will just take the rookie sensation running quarterback over the second-year slumping running quarterback, who I don't like. I think RG3 is likable. Cam Newton is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go with my heart and go with the Redskins.
Next game is at Washington.
Washington.
Then I'll take the home team.
As Fred would say.
Yeah.
John Rook doesn't even show up till 2 anymore because he knows he's got plenty of time.
Yes, I'll take the Redskins as well.
I'm going to take Carolina, and then Cam Newton makes a fool of himself after the game saying, you know, how no one believed in him and all that stuff.
Shock the world.
Sunday.
But he's not a straw man argument guy. He has an argument set up before the game even started.
Sunday at 4, Tampa Bay at Oakland. Tampa Bay at Oakland.
Oakland by 1.5.
That's an ugly game. I don't care for it.
What is that, Paul?
Boob.
No, but who is it?
Tampa Bay at Oakland.
Tampa Bay at Oakland.
You're just amazing to me, though. There's a Halloween costume with Boob hanging out, and Andy just loses all train of thought.
Fred did, too.
Yeah, but he wasn't up.
He was focusing on two things at once.
Oakland by 1.5.
Oakland by 1.5. At home?
Yep. Yes.
I hate the Raiders.
This is an ugly game.
I hate Carson Palmer.
I really don't care for it.
I am going to go with the Tampa Bay Bucks on the road to win.
Oh, button hooked me there. I'm going to go with Paul Perillo's formula and go with the home team with two bad teams.
I will take Tampa Bay. I think they are a better bad team than Oakland.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay
as
well.
You're contradicting yourself, Paul.
I've done it already with Miami and
I know.
Minnesota at Seattle, Sunday at 4.
Minnesota at Seattle. Seattle by 5.
By 5.
Going back to my theory in this game.
Oh, okay.
Just going to let you know.
All right. Little hint, little tease.
I am going to go with the team from the dominant division, so I am going to go with the Seattle Seahawks to win at home. I think they are a very good home team, and I don't think Minnesota is anywhere near good enough to go in there right now with a young quarterback against that defense and that crowd.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks too, but I think it'll be a close game, so I'll take the number.
All right. For some reason, I thought you were going to go.
I'm going back.
San
Diego. I'm going back to my theory, Freddie. I'll take the home team in a battle of two bad teams.
I agree.
I'll take Seattle.
Ooh, Seattle. You picked a team from the West. Huh?
I agree with
sometimes
Paul.
Sometimes there's other bad teams in the league, too. They're not all in the NFC West.
Sunday, 4:25, Pittsburgh at the Giants.
Giants by 3.5.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, two decent teams that can't be trusted, that can do anything within and between games.
I wish the Steelers would wear those uniforms again.
Yes, I'd like those. I'd pick those. Where's the game?
New York.
In the New Jersey.
By how many?
3.5.
In New Jersey.
I'm going to take the Giants to win this game at home.
Apologize.
Although I don't feel overly confident about it. I never feel confident against the first picking the Giants.
I don't feel confident picking either of these teams, but...
You going with the worthless hot dog?
I'm going with the worthless hot dog on the road.
Really? You picked him a lot this year.
Yeah.
You actually like the worthless hot dog.
No.
He's playing great, by the way.
Well, yeah.
I will take.
I don't know if you know, he's a pretty good
quarterback.
He's
pretty good.
I know.
I'm not Eric. I don't need to be sold.
Oh, okay.
He's just playing as well as he ever has.
he just may be. I will take the Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants as well. Sunday night, 8:20, Dallas at Atlanta. Can the Cowboys pick off the Falcons?
No.
Atlanta by 4.
I'll take Atlanta to win and cover.
Yep.
Their undefeated march into the second portion of the season continues.
I agree.
Although for them, I think it's only their.
I agree. Cowboys suck.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I'll take the Falcons.
Sounds like
too.
A trap game, though.
Well, sooner or later, the Cowboys are going to have one of those games where they get a big win, where they win by three scores.
I think they're better than Atlanta. Yeah. I think man for man, they have better talent. Their coach is terrible, and I think that they'll lose.
I mean, you hate Atlanta. You might as well put them in the NFC West.
No.
They used to be.
God, no.
Paul, I'm taking the Cowboys.
Okay.
Once upon a time.
Finally, they're not NFC West inept. They're a playoff team that can't win in the playoffs. That's not NFC West.
Finally,
that's
Monday.
So you're holding past seasons against them, though, more so than
probably.
This season. Okay.
Probably.
I think
although
that's
they,
a fair.
Although they haven't been as impressive.
No, so that makes them the perfect undefeated team in this crap-ass season.
Yeah.
Because they're an
unimpressive
undefeated team.
Like, who's been worse than Carolina this year? They needed a 50-yard field goal at the buzzer to beat Carolina.
But that's my point. That's what serves as an undefeated team now. This team couldn't hang with the old Colts or the old Saints or the old Patriots.
But you're right.
But it's an undefeated team in this crappy year.
But you're right. I'm probably holding their past against them this
year. Past performance is not an indicator of future success.
Philadelphia at New Orleans, Monday night.
New Orleans by 3.
I will take
New
Orleans.
I'm surprised you had to think about this.
As Paul would
say.
Well,
it's difficult.
I think both are
Saints
not
are
very
a difficult
good football
team.
Teams. They're teams that turn it over. I don't like either team, so I'm going to take the home team and the quarterback I like as opposed to the quarterback I don't like who's costing his guy the job.
Those are the very reasons that I'm going to do the same thing. Breeze is a better quarterback. The Saints are at home. They're two untrustworthy teams, but I'll take the Saints, especially after getting blowed out by the Broncos.
I wish Breeze sucked because every week I'd say, Breeze blows.
Back to my tried and true method. Two bad teams. I'll take the home team.
Me too. New Orleans. All right, now we move ahead 2 weeks to the. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, if you want to, I'll take the Patriots.
Yeah, you
and
can do
I'll
that.
Take the Patriots and I'll lay the
points.
Whatever they are, right. They're going to blow them off the field.
All right, well, that's it for this show.
Buffalo
John Brooks
will get blowed
here
out.
With the playbook. Hey, John.
Fred.
John.
Just you
Paul.
Know, I don't want to get into a big discussion.
Wait.
Okay?
This is going to be good.
But, John, do you think it's fair for anyone to say, let's say Trent Dilfer, to look at a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and, you know, when Rodgers was playing well, let's say a couple of years ago, I believe Aaron Rodgers is playing the position of quarterback as well as anyone has ever played it. Do you think that that's a statement that can be made?
By Trent Dilfer?
By anyone.
But theoretically by Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
Yes, well, Trent Dilfer said it. Do you have a problem? Not with the opinion, but him saying it. Like it's... He shouldn't be able to say that.
I mean, I'd like to object, Your Honor. They're like leading the witness.
No, actually,
because
we're helping
you. In theory, I don't think anybody is really qualified to make that statement because unless, of course, you've seen every quarterback that's ever played the game.
Thank you, John Rook.
Well,
screw you guys. The author, the legend, the play-by-play man agrees with me.
Not really for the same reason.
Fred, I said that just to see him do that.
So you agree that no one should really be able to make that statement?
I think that those guys are paid to make statements like that, but I don't know that I would take that with more than just a grain of salt. Right. Because, first of all, Trent Dilfer, while he won a Super Bowl...
He's a genius.
Did it anger you?
Anger me? No.
No, but he's not an angry person like me.
It's where he's cutting ties with you. Now, would it be okay if John Elway said that?
I would have more respect for the statement if Elway said
it. Okay, so you wouldn't. The statement itself was what bothered you, not
Trent
Dilfer.
Elway might have seen more football. He's a little older.
No, stop it.
No,
because of what Elway's done in history.
But Andy's point was that unless you've seen every game of every quarterback, you can't say that he's playing as well.
Not exactly to that level, but sort of, that.
Understood.
And you basically said the same thing.
Well,
yeah, but I agree with you.
But
that
it's because, it was Trent Dilfer and he doesn't respect
and
him.
No. I believe if you know how the position of quarterback should be played, you can extrapolate.
But no one
and
knows
make a statement
how it should
like
be
that.
Played.
Yeah, you can.
You
right.
can play it differently.
But to make a statement like that, to me, there's no credibility
and you're right.
behind that.
He's
that's
being entertaining. He's going to the entertainment.
But that's what Fred and I were trying to say to you, and you go with the words
no,
have meaning.
But the problem is, Trent Dilfer tries to portray himself as this heady, cerebral quarterback coach analyst who does all his analysis based on tape and fact and everything.
Right.
And then he makes this grand statement that he's not qualified to make. It's ridiculous. Right, John?
Well, what if
there
I said
there is some truth to
thank
what he
you.
Says. What if I said
I think there's a lot of truth to what he just said, but that's about Trent Dilfer. He has a problem with the statement being made by anybody.
Well, I don't
by
really
anybody.
Think anybody's... I said, John, in
so
my opinion, you
here?
Can say...
As long as we want,
this
shut up.
This guy's the best quarterback ever. And you don't necessarily have to have seen every play from Joe Namath or... anyone.
Right, I understand.
But to say that he's playing as well as the position as well as anyone's ever played it, to me, you have to have a more in-depth knowledge of how guys played. It's not just that, Elway had 300 touchdown passes.
Trent Dilfer, in particular, does have a knowledge of how the game is played.
For like the last 15 years.
He did win a Super
Bowl. But he wasn't analyzing Elway and Marino and all the guys in the 80s or the 70s.
I don't think he would do that. I think he feels like he could probably step up and analyze a guy that's playing now because I'm a grizzled veteran.
Yes,
I
agree with that.
He's
a pompous ass.
He's been there before.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
He would not stoop to try to analyze the Hall of Famers that are basically in his era because he didn't come close and it would look silly for him to even attempt to do that,
well,
to be honest with
but
you.
But I think that people are allowed to say, now whether or not you agree with them, that's a different story and you can disagree, but like I can say, during that stretch where Sampras had all those wins, I could say he's playing the game of tennis as well as anyone has ever played it. I think it's fair to say that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
But, I can't imagine someone playing better based on all the knowledge.
That I'm okay with.
But that's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Okay. I believe it's the same thing.
I believe you're wrong.
All right.
I believe John agreed with me. Thank you very much. Turn out your lights.
Well, we actually let him down that path.
I'm very sorry.
Well, then you made him drink, and he drank with me.
All right, John. Have a good show.
Game show Thursday. Don't forget.
Game show Thursday. You're going to be giving away yearbooks.
Yearbooks and a PFW subscription.
Great. Okay, so stay tuned for that. And football champs at 4 o'clock. As for us, no pregame social because there's no game. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.